foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live, uninterrupted broadcast on this very day, the very seventh day of January in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, the same number of minutes, by which we mean 4 minutes past 8 p.m. in Biafra land. Regardless of where you are on this planet, it is the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. We are broadcasting on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM across Biafra land. We are also broadcasting on satellite because we are a satellite broadcaster. We also happen to be online and remains without a shred of a doubt the largest indigenous broadcaster anywhere on the face of the planet. Our listenership number in millions, because here we only have one agenda: to resuscitate, to restore the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here. Nothing more, nothing less. Therefore, every blessed day, when you hear us discussing Biafra, 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 you must not think, you must not believe, you must not begin to entertain boredom in any way, shape, or form, because that is why we are here, and that is exactly the reason why we are going to continue doing what we are doing until Biafra comes and beyond. Right across the face of the earth, people are this very moment, even those who are fast asleep, they are waking up. Some people set the alarm to try and listen to this very broadcast every evening. If you are not listening to Radio Biafra, there is something fundamentally wrong with your life. If you're not listening to Radio Biafra, it means you can never be a child of God, especially if you claim you're a Biafran. This is where you belong. This is where you listen. This is where you get your news from. This is where you analyze. This is where you interpret all the happenings in the Zoological Republic. Here is where you make sense of it, and invariably, on this very platform, will you be imbibed with the requisite knowledge to go forward and continue consistently to preach this very gospel without fail. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our people in the far eastern part of the world, some who are finding things very difficult, and some of them whom we are working assiduously hard to ensure the restoration of our country, that we may bring them back home. Because everybody willing will be returned back home to Biafra land as soon as our sovereignty is firmly established. Everything that we pursue on this platform is firmly anchored in international law. Our agitation for our sovereign existence is predicated upon the 2005 United Nations Charter on the Rights of the Indigenous People. Therefore, in international law, it is enshrined. Should Biafrans wish it to have a separate state of their own, they are more than welcome to do so. Why? Because we are an indigenous people, and that is why our name is Indigenous People of Biafra, IPOB. People are listening right across the face of the earth this evening. We shall educate them. We shall bring them to awareness. We shall raise their level of understanding. Their intellect will be exponentially grown for them to appreciate that everything we are doing is not just legal, but the absolute gospel. And we shall preach it on this very platform until Biafra comes and beyond. Everybody who is an agent of darkness, those of them fathered by Awosa Fulani, those of them that think they can continue with the criminality of their fathers coming into now, those of them that think that they can represent the forces of darkness of the underworld, we are waiting for them. We continue to crush them, and we shall continue to do so. The only way you can know somebody fathered by Awosa Fulani is any idiot brazen enough to challenge the sanctity of the truth that we preach on Radio Biafra. That is why, wherever you are, we will welcome you and ask you to welcome other people as well. You can listen to Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM right across Biafra land this very minute. 97.6 FM. We are on 7 satellites in total, and not 6. We are on 7 satellites, including Darsat, including Utelsat, Arab Satellite, and Amos Satellite as well. Any of those, point your dish towards them 17 degrees east, you will be able to receive Radio Biafra on satellite. We also happen to be online on www.radiobiafra.co. We are also on ipob.org. We are on rblworld.tv. We also happen to be on TuneIn, which is www.tunein.com. We are also on radioforest.net. If you are lost, as most new people are, or new beginners or new listeners to Radio Biafra may get lost sometimes, just go to Google. Type in Radio Biafra. That is all you need. And then all the things that you require will be there. We are here to preach this very gospel. We are here to spread this very wonderful news of the redemption of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. And nothing is going to stop us until we accomplish it. The devil may try. The forces of darkness may. There are some wannabes, people that want to be. They think we are here to trade fame. There are people propelled by envy, greed, and jealousy. The three most deadly of the 7 deadliest sins in the world, and part of the affliction that Igbo people suffer from. They copy, but they cannot make it. It reminds me of Rochas Okorocha buying a campaign bus for Buhari, who is ill-educated Buhari without certificate. But this same man will not stand down for another Igbo person to contest. But they all gladly stood down for an Awosa person. That is one fantastic thing about Igbo people, which we are determined to cure on this platform. That is why God is against them. Greed, envy, and jealousy. These are the 3 unique characteristics of Igbo people. That is why they are suffering all over the world. They think they're having fun. No, but they're not. They are in serious pain and in serious suffering. They can't even speak in the zoo that they were forcibly coerced into. That is why they are useless and hopeless, and that is why we are here to cure them. We are here to treat them. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. You may not like it, but we don't give a damn if you like it or not. Is it the truth? If it is the truth, then we preach it here. This is Radio Biafra. We are here to make things happen. This is a year when the Lord has set aside certain things that must be done, and we must do it. This is 2015, the year that will separate the boys from the men. This is the year that the wheat will be separated from the chaff. This is also the year that anybody who talks the talk must also walk the walk, because this very year is critical. This year is pivotal. This very year is the year we are going to make things happen. And anybody who understands the essence of what we are doing will come to that appreciation. it will come to that appreciation that heaven and earth must this very year bear witness to our tenacity, to our determination, and our resolve to get Biafra. There are those of Ifeajuna's blood and their ilk who will do everything possible within their powers to stop what we are doing. Some of them may come and say they are fighting for Biafra, but in the end, they will be put to shame and none of them will ever see Biafra. They cannot see Biafra because they will die or will be killed. It's only a matter of days away. Heaven knows this. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. When our lines open, our lines will remain as normal. We are on the phone. We are on Skype. We are on Viber. However means you have chosen to come through to us, we will take your call. We will acknowledge it. We will put it through our system that humanity may be able to hear your voice via CHK 97.6 broadcasting in Biafra land, also on satellite and also online. Because right across this planet Earth, this very second, this very minute, from North to South America, from Europe to Africa, from Asia to Australia, all over the world, men, women, and children are listening to Radio Biafra. Our mission is not only to extricate, to remove, to set aside the entity, the independent and liberty entity of Biafra, but rather to ensure death to that very damnable, that very abominable, that very evil creation called Nigeria. Nigeria was created by the British. Nigeria was not created by God in heaven. There is nothing that God knew about the formation of the zoological republic. That is why it is replete with corruption. That is why every day brings death and mayhem. That is why we will continue to preach against its existence until it is completely and totally destroyed, that Biafra may be able to stand. This is your platform. This is your radio station. I will go on to give you the numbers with which to call, which I will constantly recommend and suggest that people write down or note down, that when we come on air after our news headlines and accompanying news summary, people may then begin to call Radio Biafra should they wish to do so. That is, if they have any view or opinion they wish to put across to a global audience, because Radio Biafra is worldwide. People in Biafra land are listening. People across Africa are listening. People online everywhere in the rest of the world are also listening. Therefore, we must offer praise, because everything we have accomplished, we did not do out of our own volition. We have done so with the abiding grace and mercy of heaven, because Chukwu Abiyama asked us to come and not man. Chukwu Abiyama only determined that we should come. That is why everything we touch on this platform turns into gold. That is why any project we wish to execute, we do so. That is why anything we want to do, invariably we bring it to a successful conclusion, that in the end, every honor and glory may go to the Almighty Chukwu Abiyama. Therefore, we must this very evening, as always, call upon the mercy of heaven. Call upon the magnificence of the name of Chukwu Abiyama to come as always and guide us in all our endeavors to sustain and to keep all Biafran families all over the world to understand and appreciate that the coming of Biafra will be served up as sacrifice to his holy name, that in the end, every prayer we offer, every effort we make, every success we record, every defeat we inflict upon the enemies of the coming of the kingdom of God, both within and without, that we offer it unremittingly to heaven, that the name of Chukwu Abiyama may be praised forever. Because he asked us not to worship any other God apart from him. And that is exactly what we do here. We don't worship any other entity. The only entity we worship is that of Chukwu Abiyama, his holiness, His greatness, His grandeur, and His magnificence. That is what we worship on Radio Biafra and not man. Therefore, we welcome you wherever you are. And as always, I must introduce myself. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet in over 88 countries and counting. The commander of all her loyal forces, and in the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of heaven, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, as I welcome you, please try to welcome other people as well. As I welcome you to this very fantastic program today, I ask you to let those around you understand how you are also listening to Radio Biafra, that they too may participate in this very glory that only comes through the dissemination of this very gospel that will restore the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth, and in so doing, ensure that the children of God is set free from the clutches of darkness and iniquity which Nigeria has come to represent. Therefore, wherever you are, get your pen and your paper ready, because I will give you the name and also the contact number with which to reach us. Our name on Skype is Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing. Radio Biafra. We also have Radio Biafra 1. Our telephone numbers are +44783130-8376. I repeat, +44783130-8376. We are also on our universal number +44208133-9976. We are also on Viber. If you want to reach us on Viber, the number is +44783130-8376. The reason why we are as successful as we are, capable of establishing an FM network in Biafra land, also, they must know this, our AM will be on air very, very soon. Our Armageddon, our nuclear weapon will speak very, very soon. Everything we say to you we are doing, working very, very hard to ensure that the enemies of Biafra is defeated left, right, and center. We don't leave anything undone. Everything we have come to do, we must accomplish, because Chukwu Abiama is with us. Why is that the case? Because we are incorruptible. We don't know corruption. We cannot be bribed. We cannot be bought over. It is impossible to do, because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. People may want to copy, but they can never quite be us. It is impossible. They can never be. Before you came, there was nothing like this ever in the history of freedom fighting. Now you are part of this very family. What we are doing can never be seen anywhere or copied. People can imitate, but they can never copy it. And also, long after we are gone, people will pray and wish we lived forever, because you are privileged to be living in a time of immense glory and grace, which is coming through Radio Biafra and no other place. I say it with every degree of certainty that this is the most sanctified platform on the face of the earth right now, because here the truth is spoken. Here the truth must be spoken all the time without fear nor favor. We don't give a damn who is upset or angry. It does not matter to us as long as the truth. That is all that matters. Everything else is irrelevant. This is your platform. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. As always, people are beginning to call us. We do recommend very seriously that you do not call Radio Biafra now, that you call us after our news headline presentation and accompanying news summary. That is when you can or will be at liberty to call us, that we may be able to put your views and your opinions to the rest of humanity. If you want to be part of the 1,000 people, we are raising hardcore 1,000 Biafrans in the whole of Americas. We are raising 1,000 in Europe. We are raising 1,000 people in Africa. 1,000 in America, 1,000 in Europe, and 1,000 in Africa. For us to be able to accomplish what we have set out to accomplish, which is to do all our work, to buy all the weapons needed, to buy all the bullets, to sustain an army on the ground, and to deliver on every promise that we made. If you don't do anything, these elections will hold. And if this election holds, Buhari will go in. And nobody's talking about Buhari not having any certificate. But we are here to remind humanity of that very fact. If we are worth anything, we must ensure that our people refrain from voting. They are hungry. Black people from Africa are not known for their revolutionary zeal. They always allow individuals to do it for them. What Jerry Rawlings did in Ghana should have been done by ordinary rank and file members of the public. But they allowed the man with Scottish blood. First, he had a white blood in him. That's why he was able to do it. Black Africa has been incapable of a revolution because they don't think very well. We want to change that way of reasoning. We want to give you what it takes so that when we come out and call for a revolution, our people will understand what we mean and the changes that it will effect in our lives. Not just now, but forever. That is why a revolution is needed, and that is why we cannot afford to vote. Everybody, wherever you are, you must do everything humanly possible within your capabilities to ensure that we boycott all boycottables, that we don't vote. We can't afford to. If we vote, we are finished. The zoo has gotten to an extent where it is very, very clear that after Jonathan, there will no longer be anybody from Biafra land, or in fact, Igbo people are out of the equation altogether. Hausa people will tell them to their faces, you can never be the president of this country. Forever and ever. Not even with the way that Ohanaeze is behaving. Who is going to entrust them with leadership? It's impossible. Because they can't even agree amongst themselves. It is as a result of the curse from heaven. They are born. That's the way they behave. They think they are doing well. They can feed their individual families, but collectively as a group, they are hopelessly impotent. That is why Biafra is their only hope. Everybody, wherever you are, only Biafra can save you. There is nothing else capable of saving you apart from Biafra. Therefore, we must continue. We must continue this very gospel. We must continue to propagate it, that the will of heaven may prevail upon the face of the earth. The number to call if you wish to support this very effort remains +1 301 455 0460. If you have honored your pledge, you must also tell people around you. We need, I repeat, 1,000 people in America, 1,000 people in Europe, and 1,000 people in Africa. And I thank all of you that responded and for your level of enthusiasm and response. Everything that comes our way, as they know by now, we put to very judicious use. The name Biafra is all over the world thanks to Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra right across this very planet. Everywhere you go to, people are meeting in their family meetings, and they are doing so in the firm belief and knowledge that Biafra is coming. In the firm belief and knowledge that this year, 2015, we must commence our march this year. Not next year. We have to start this year. that all glory may go to heaven. We are without fear before our enemies. We must understand that. We are not afraid of anything born of a woman. It is impossible. We go forward and we do what is right. The devil will try and the devil will fail. That is certain. Any project ordained in heaven, Satan will try or attempt to stop it. But will Satan succeed? The answer is no. It can never succeed. That is why it is Satan. That is why it is in the underworld. Lucifer is in the underworld. Darkness can never prevail over light. If you walk into a room right this very minute, it's very, very dark. Or when NEPA takes light, that it is so, so, so dark. But as soon as you flick the switch on and the light comes, that same darkness disappears. And you will also understand that darkness comes with fear. Anytime it is dark, people are afraid. Anytime there is light, fear goes away. That is why the zoo represents darkness with all her agents, even those bearing Igbo names. But once we come, they disappear. They cannot stand us. They can't stand in front of us. Who are they? One question, and they no longer exist. We know we live in an era of criminality. We are criminals are now big people. They come out and they tell you openly, I am a criminal. And follow me to the church. Let's go and do Thanksgiving. Therefore, that has empowered even petty rogues. All manner of criminals are now emboldened. Criminals no longer hide. They no longer fear. If you're a criminal now, you can come out in the open and say, I'm a rogue. I'm a credit card fraudster. I'm a 419er. I go to deceive people to eat their money. And here I am. I'm a big man. There is no more shame. They have sold their shame. And that is why their life is as miserable as it is. But we are here to cure them. I bang in our warrior. We cure diseases and illness here. The number one disease we cure on Radio Biafra is ignorance. Here we cure that illness. We also have an illness we treat here very well. It is called greed. Greed. We also cure envy and jealousy. These are the three things holding Igbo people back. But we cure it here on Radio Biafra. We must move on. We must go on to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary this very evening, wherever you are. You must, as a duty, consider supporting the work that we are doing. The work that Radio Biafra, IPOB all over the world is doing is one of its kind, very unique. I will never tire reminding people that IPOB, under the tutelage of Radio Biafra, is the only group ever in this world to attend United Nations meeting. We are the only people to give infrastructure back to our people that these days it is no longer a taboo to mention Biafra. We have made it possible through Radio Biafra daily broadcast. We have given our people a platform to unite them all over the world at the same time. Before now, that was impossible. That is a major accomplishment. We have spoken to governments of the world. Those of you accustomed to our interviews may have been able to come across them as we continue to preach this very gospel to a global audience who are now beginning to receive it. The work we are doing is immense. And you must continue as a duty and as a right to support this very effort. Darkness will come. Satan will come. But as always, they never last long. You know anything fake never lasts. Ask those that use Chinese products. They will never last. They will always ask you to go back to Japanese. Or go back to British made, or go back to something manufactured in America, because you know it will last long. Fake will be fake. Original will be original. They never last long. They will be begging from now till that kingdom come. That is if they're still alive, that is. We don't join with anybody. We join people together. That's our job. We are the ones uniting people every blessed day. We unite people together. Because when people call from Canada and say, how can I join a family? I am calling from Germany. How do I join? I am calling from South Korea. How do we start a family? That is what I find fascinating. That is Radio Biafra at work. Every blessed day, we are putting people in touch, uniting them every blessed day. That is why we remain without any shred of doubt the largest online community as well. I said the largest. What Radio Biafra is doing right now, nobody has been able to do before. I have been asking this question. Is it NTA? Is it Radio Nigeria? I want you to show me a broadcaster that is on three platforms at the same time. On radio, on satellite, and online. At the same time. From Africa. Apart from Radio Biafra. Do you think it's easy? Of course it's not. Why are we able to do it? Because Chukwu Abiama said we must come. And send some of you to continue to support this very effort. And you must continue. It is unrelenting. Every blessed day, you must continue. You must continue on a daily basis. If you want to know how to do it, even if you go to Radio Biafra, www.radiobiafra.co, you will see our PayPal there. You can also use it to support. But this is the number to call if you want to support what we are doing to help feed an army and to deploy them effectively. We don't want what happened in 1967 to 70 to happen again. We don't want to go to battle and lose. We cannot afford to. Especially now we are surrounded by Hausa people. You know that all the people that Hausa people gave birth to, they are too much now. You know they are too much. How do they been in? In any good state, they're all over the place. Because they were the first people to fall. Everywhere is Hausa blood everywhere. So we are having to tread very, very carefully. Because all these people with Hausa blood answering Igbo names, scratch them a little bit, they flip out. Their saboteur nature will come out. Therefore, we are treading very, very carefully. People, some of you who haven't gone home for ages, you don't know what is happening at home. You need to go home and see it. Look at the level of evil that you find in the villages. Only Biafra can save you. The same way that the Messiah Yeshua came to shed blood on the cross of Calvary in remission of certain sins, because some can never be washed away. It's the same way that Biafra has come to take you away from bondage. If you allow Igbo people the way they are today, they will not exist in the next 72 years. They will no longer exist. People will be talking about them. They will no longer exist as a race, as a group of people. This is Radio Biafra. That number once again to call if you want to support what we're doing. We need 1,000 people in America, not contributing more than $100. 1,000 people in Europe, 1,000 in Africa, plus 1-301 plus 1 is the code for USA, or 001-301-455-0460. With this money, we can continue to support our army on the ground to feed them to go and do the work we want them to do. It will help us to fund our campaigns in the villages, to advise our people as to the dangers of going out to vote, as to the dangers also of continuing in this dreaded one Nigeria with Boko Haram and the coming Sharia law and Islam. To tell you how total Hausa Fulani people are, our first headline today is key. Establish special areas for Hausa people and their cattle all over the country. You must give them land, according to the MR of Kanu, the killer of Gideon Akaloga. This is to prove to people, always as we maintain on this platform, that anything Hausa Fulani people want, they get. Anything they want, they get it. They are asking everybody, including Abia State, Cross River State, Imo State, Anambra State, designate areas for Hausa people. You must give them land where they can feed their cattle. It's a federal law. That is what they're planning to do right now. Give them land to graze. And do you know what happens once you give them grazing land? It belongs to them forever and ever. Fulani people can be marching down that route. That was how they managed to come down all the way from Mali
to conquer the whole of West Africa. Grazing right. Allow us where our cattle can feed and drink water. Once you give them passage, that piece of land belongs to them forever and ever. They will come and start building on it. And that is it. That is the way it is. That is the way it works. This is Radio Biafra.
Sorry about the interruption, wonderful people of Biafra. There was a slight interruption. Please do forgive us. We are back again and we are, you know, proceeding full steam ahead as always. I was explaining that if you give them grazing rights as they are now proposing, it will become their land. It will be their land forever and ever, and you are conquered. Everywhere the Fulani people conquered, of course, they only conquered Hausa people, who helped them to conquer other people. They have always started with grazing right. Go and read up on grazing right. This evening, we are going to dwell on it. This is the Trojan horse. Everywhere you go and people are fighting, it is always Fulani headsmen. Fulani headsmen. What is a headsman? Somebody with cattle. And they want you, if they come to Omuahia Ibeku, they want you to give them a stretch of land all the way from Sokoto, all the way from Maiduguri, all the way from Kano. They want to be able to travel down uninterrupted on their own special Nama highway. That's the meaning of grazing area. Because the cattle must be marching and grazing every blessed day. They want a highway of Nama cattle all the way from the north heading towards the Atlantic Ocean. What they could not accomplish with the sword, they will use the Anama to get it. This is what the Eme is saying. And will Ohanaeze say anything? The answer is no. Will Igbo people react to this? The answer is no. Will Biafran families all over the world react to it? The answer is no. People will say, oh, it's just Aboki and Anama. People don't reason. And that is why every blessed day I keep asking God, why have you done this to me? Why have you given me this level of burden? Why? Why? Because I prefer to deal with people who can reason instantly. Instantly, you tell somebody something, they pick it up immediately and they run with it. What is happening to us is not fair. The level of ignorance is too much. It is way too much, way too much. I don't know where to begin and where to end. But we are telling you this evening that they are planning Nama highway all the way from, not with bitumen, as you call them, Kurota or Kulta, no, it's highway of grazing of cattle all the way from Ugrawasa, cattle coming down. And anywhere you give to them, you never ever enter there again. It becomes Fulani land. They are going to conquer you unless you wake up now, because if you fail to support what we are doing, you cannot then come back and blame us and say, what have you done? Of course, we are black people. You want iPhone 6. You want the latest BlackBerry. But none of you will ever ask, how is it made? That is the thing about people with a consumerist approach to life. You consume, you consume, you consume, and you consume. You never ask yourself, but who actually made aeroplane? But you see them, I want to fly, I'm flying, I'm checking out. They never ask themselves, who built that very latest Honda that man or woman across the road is driving? Nobody thinks about it. It's only to consume. That is why an average black person never understand that you need to plant something, cultivate, nurture it, harvest it for you to be able to eat. They don't know that. They think something falls from heaven. When they see a mobile phone, black people never think to themselves, but people stayed awake at night having to send probes into the air to carry your signal through the transponder and the satellite above.
No. When you hear about spacewalk, oh, NASA is doing a spacewalk to fix the space station or to go and repair a satellite. No, to them it's nothing. But they forget that without all these satellites, there will be no signal tonight. You can't hear anything. That is where we want to bring your brain to. This is where we want to bring African people to think, to begin to reason. African people seldom reason. It's to bring their mind to begin to think, to conceptualize, not to oversimplify, to go and think critically about issues. That is the work of Radio Biafra. To get you to begin to think and to question certain orthodoxies that exist in your life that made you very poor. Maybe not in terms of material wealth, but in terms of appreciating and understanding the fundamentals of human development. Very, very key in life. Because it takes that higher level of understanding for you to feel pain that somebody else is going through. In Africa, we don't feel the pain of other people. That is why we are very poor. That is why God condemned Africa. There is a level of wickedness in Africa that made it or makes it impossible for Africans to feel the pain of somebody else. People are suffering. Oh, I feel very bad because they're suffering. No, never. That is why Okorocha can come and deplete state resources to buy, rent jet for Buhari. Nobody will complain. If you ask them to put money together to sponsor a candidate to represent them, black people don't understand that. But it's the same thing that they're doing that is the thing about our people that will make me every blessed day to preach this gospel the way I do it. In the Western world, where there is water, electricity, things are working, ordinary people sponsor their own politicians. Ordinary people will come out and contribute their money and say, we want to sponsor this senator. We want to sponsor this MP. You will go out and campaign. It's called election funding or campaign funding. You go out, Obama asks for it all the time. It is only in the zoo. Because even, oh my God, I am praying for black people for their brain to open. That's what I'm praying for. I pray to Chukwu Abiam every. Can you, God, allow them to reason properly? That's all. And every problem will be solved. Reason. To be able to reason. Reason is key. Without reason, you're an animal. I wish they can reason. I wish they can reason properly. Establish special grazing area for Awosa, Fulani, the Nachinama. It means give them land and they will get it. According to Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, the emir of Kano and the killer of an Igbo man called Gideon Akaloka. Gideon Akaloka's head was cut off from his body. He was arrested in Kano. He was arrested. They said he blasphemed Prophet Muhammad. And they killed him and that was a lie. It was a lie. Do you know who killed him? The current emir of Kano. But there are stupid Igbo people going to his house to go and pay homage. Ndi Chineke ga akpọ, useless, hopeless race. Useless to the core. Your own killers. You go and venerate them. And people wonder why Igbo people are last in the zoo. Nobody takes them seriously. Nobody. They dismiss them. They're irrelevant. Because they're busy yapping all over the place. Envy, greed, and jealousy. The question I ask them every night is this. Igbo people, in your greed, your jealousy, and your stupidity, how come since Awosa man is the speaker of the House of Reps, how come you're not mounting any challenge to become the speaker? Why is it when an Igbo person is there, all the Igbo people will be Chineke Melunebere. God have mercy on your wretched souls. Disgraceful. But I was a people are there, and if they say, shh, you all shut up. You even went to confab, you couldn't speak. Did you speak at the confab? The answer is no. You said you wanted one more state. Are you people effective? You are the only part, geopolitical part of the zoo with only 5 states. The others are 6 minimum. Oh, some Hausa people, they have 7 states. Why are you the lowest number of states? Because you are irrelevant. Because people look through you. Your jealousy and greed, that is your problem. That is why you are being punished every blessed day. Punished by heaven. Even hell is also punishing you. But we are here to redeem you. Because what we say here is the truth. This is Radio Biafra. The economy of the zoo lies in the south-south, according to Yoruba Man. He is now telling the other monkeys in the Zoological Republic. The wealth of the nation is in the south, not in the south-south. Starting from Enugu all the way to Pobo. That's where it is. The man is reminding them. That is where the wealth is. Without crude oil, Nigeria is dead. Completely dead. Africa is a continent of very poor people intellectually. They cannot be able to think their way out of a problem without depending on something to sell. Can you tell me one black African country that is doing well? Name one black African country doing well. The answer is zero. Do you know why? Because of the way you think. Your brain, the way your brain is configured is wrong. There is no difference between this brain and that of a monkey. Sometimes in life you can go to places and you see isolated pockets of development. Why is Africa full of dictators? Why is Africa full of foolish politicians? Why is Africa full of people who cannot do things properly? You know very well that in America, you're living in America, you're a black person. You know in America, you are the ones contributing money towards the senator's post to run for office. But you come back to your village and you want PDP and APC to bring you a bag of rice before you can vote. You know that Africa is poor. You know the country you come from is wretched, yet you are doing things the exact opposite of where things are working. You study books, you read very, very well. You can see from your textbook, it is the people that is sending a representative, not a representative sending him or herself. Yet, they can read all of those things. It doesn't make sense to them. A black African will think like a black African, and the result is always poverty. That is what we are here to change. The way you reason is the key. We get it to change, then there is no problem. That's all. The economy lies in the south, according to Yoruba Man. He's now telling his own people. They know that. I will expose failures of ex-heads of state, according to Jonathan. It's only now because they have exposed him. He's now saying he will expose the failures of. Nobody is talking about the success of anybody. Failure, failure, because the whole country is replete with failure. A country of 160 million people, allegedly, there is no electricity. There is no running potable drinking water. There are no good roads. But these are the things that the Romans were having 3,000 before Jesus Christ was born. If Roman people over 3,000 years ago can bring drinking water to their cities, how about Africans today with university degrees? I keep asking myself, why? Have you asked yourself why? Jonathan have released them. I asked Jonathan, what have you done? They responded to us by releasing a press statement saying Jonathan built 9 federal universities. That was when I knew that that man is even more stupid than I had thought before. Where are the infrastructure? He built schools. He said he built 9 universities. To do what? To produce more morons, idiots. Because the graduates these days from universities, they are like people that only attended nursery school. Some of them can even hardly speak simple sentence, correct sentence, in whatever, be it Hebrew or English. It doesn't matter. Efik or Yoruba, Ibibio, it doesn't matter. They cannot teach a correct sentence together. they come out intellectually poorer than they went in. He said he built 9 universities. Couldn't you have built a railway line? Couldn't you have built a canal? Could you not have built seaports or new ones? Expand Warri, Port Harcourt, and Calabar. What is stopping Jonathan from opening or commissioning Calabar Seaport to such an extent that we can bring in our cars through Port Harcourt or Calabar? What is wrong with that? What is wrong with Enugu Port Harcourt Expressway? You couldn't repair something that was even built by WhatsApp people.
I don't know. He said he will expose the failures of ex-head of state. We are looking forward to that. You know, it's the country of gossip. You know, black people, their brain can handle gossip and not intellect.
If you ask a black person to sit down in the lab and begin to calculate a very complex series of equations that will put man in the moon, you must be dreaming. But if you say, oh, that is rotational presidency, is the turn of our village, you're a professor, they'll come out and say, I am Professor Iwanyam. It's our turn to go. But can you write a formula that will reduce pestilence next year in the agricultural sector? The answer is no, you can't do it. You can't. I don't know these people. I don't know for them. As I said, I don't know why God did this to me. They said people shouldn't question God. I'm not questioning him. If I knew that I would be encountering this level of ignorance, believe you me, I will not come close to this work I'm doing. I'm being honest with you because I speak the truth always. The level of ignorance is way, way, way too much. Way too much. Something so simple, people find it difficult to understand. I ask them, what is BBC? BBC is a media house. What is Radio Biafra? And Biafra Media, Radio Biafra is a media house. This is the logic of a black person. Where are you from? I'm from Umbidi. Where do you live? Oh, I live in Newcastle, in England. Do you pay TV license? Yes. Do you know what TV license is for, or radio license? We pay it to BBC so they can bring us news and views and all those things. Okay. Do you support Radio Biafra? No. Why? Those people, they want somebody to give them money. Do you pay BBC license fee? Yes. What does BBC do that Radio Biafra doesn't do? No, they do the same thing. I even learn more from Radio Biafra than I can ever learn from BBC. Then why are you not supporting Radio? Oh, because they are black people. BBC is white. That is how foolish the brain of an Igbo person is. You pay your TV license to support BBC. But you cannot pay to support Biafra Media. But you claim you gain more from Radio Biafra than from any other source. Then why won't you support it?
They're like me. They're black. And nothing good can come from me.
That is the mentality of black people. That is why we are stupid and hopeless. That is why Africa is the poorest part of the world. Every country in Africa, there is chronic poverty. Because the brain, the way we think, the white matter, the thing we call brain inside us, the way it functions collectively is the problem. But we're here to change it. And we are doing it. We continue to present our news this very evening. A company have now lost some luxurious buses in a fire outbreak. We shall go into details later to tell you which company that is. How Obasanjo's report indicted Buhari in 1999. But the question, black people from Africa, you people are running away from this simple question. The law says, before you contest, you must have certificates. So, where are Buhari's certificates? I keep asking this question. Because, based on that, we are against elections. I don't want to go too far as to the merits or the demerits of having election, no. The law says that nobody should be allowed to contest or to run unless they have certificates. How, therefore, is it possible to allow Buhari to run? Which means they are breaking the law. And we don't want the law to be broken. We are law-abiding, after all. That is why the election will not hold. It can't hold. Buhari is corrupt. Do we know that today? Even Jonathan said, I will expose every head of all of them, dog, from the beginning to the end. Why? Because they are all African people. The only African head of, black African head of state, I'm talking about North Africa, to do something is Jerry Rawlings. Do you know why? Because Jerry Rawlings' mother is from Scotland. So the white blood inside him is telling him about revolution. There has to be a revolution, but the average black mind cannot comprehend it. This is our town, the town of my village. These are learned people, you know. Children now live in fear in the northeastern part of the zoo called Nigeria. Army probe fall of Baga as Chadian troops withdraw 2 days before Boko Haram attack. They withdraw 2 days before the attack because it's all that Islamic mess. Cameroon, Chad, Niger, all of them Islamic. That cauldron of Islam around Lake Chad, Islamic free trade zone or free kill zone, Islamic zone you have in the northern part of the zoo. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you to the most exciting place to listen to news and analysis anywhere on this planet. If you're from Africa, you are in heaven, because by the time we finish with you, you'll be able to reason like a human being and no longer like a monkey, as most Africans do. Fire guts Delta multi-billion naira IPP project. When they want to, do you know who taught them how to burn buildings? There is a man called Ibrahim Taher. Some of you don't know him. He burnt Nitel. This is what they do. After eating money, when you finish looting dry, where you're managing, you just set fire to it. And then you come to London and you buy a plush mansion and then you start holding meetings and you're an elder statesman. The Nigerian elder statesman. They mention your name, but in actual fact, there is no difference between you and a chimpanzee. You have come, impoverished your people, burnt a vital infrastructure, used the money to buy a house abroad where you are not regarded, and then you're a very smart fellow. We will keep educating. And it is your duty to keep learning. This is Radio Biafra. 12 people are dead in Paris massacre. In Paris. Let me pronounce it correctly. Paris. 12 people dead. Why? Because of Islam. They said they made fun of their prophet. They went in there and scattered everybody. In Paris. Of course, the French people did support Biafra a little bit. But that was the Islam you were supporting against Biafra Christians. Now they have come. I am waiting for the same thing to happen in Britain. I am waiting for the same rubbish to happen here very, very soon, and it will happen. To happen. People are being massacred, executed people. Islamic gunmen execute French police officer as he pleads for his life. Execute a French officer. But tomorrow they will go back and want to join with Islam against Christians. If you're a Christian in Africa, your life is hopeless. Because the people that even gave you the Bible, they don't give a damn about you. They prefer to work with Quran than with the Bible. The same Bible they brought you. Genesis is in Kamba, Mokunkiri, Otawunezi. The same people that brought you the Bible, they will abandon you and go and join Islam tomorrow. If you fight Islam, they'll support Islam. Any day we commence our march, you see what the British will do. They'll go and join Islam. But since Boko Haram is fighting them, they love it. They won't join. Any day they hear that Biafra is on the march, you will see what Britain will say. Mad people. Ijaw youths have now come out to confirm this story from yesterday that MEND's adoption of Buhari is inconsequential. Ijaw youths and MEND. That is the problem we have. People say that Biafran people, because it seems this money, this chicken change disease is a Biafran disease. If not, there is no way. Even if men doesn't like, I don't like Jonathan, I can say it in the public, but I cannot support Buhari or support election in the zoo. Impossible. But they're saying they want to support. And the Joy youths have come out to say that it's inconsequential. We shall see how they will rig the election. if at all it will hold. I doubt that very much.
Of course I do.
Okorocha donates presidential campaign bus to Buhari, but his fellow man is running. The man that gave him the political platform from where he rose to governor from is Chekwas Okori of UPP. He will not buy anything for Chekwas Okori. He will go and support an Awosa man. Will an Awosa man support Chekwas Okori? The answer is no. There's somebody claiming he's Igbo. This is the man that Islamized Imo State. If I want to go and get title of Alhaji, I don't need to go to Mecca or to Medina. I just go to Owerri. Owerri is more or less a caliphate. I travel to Owerri and they give me title Alhaji. You don't need to travel far. Go to Owerri if you want to be Alhaji. Owerri is effectively an Islamic state. That's what it is. He's buying bus for his brother, Buhari. Only in Igbo land. APC planned to hack into INEC database, according to the DSS. This is rubbish news. Nonsensical news. You will test what has befallen in the zoo, according to Shekau. Shekau is now threatening Cameroon, saying that Cameroon will soon test what the mayhem and the murder he brought to the zoo. Fulani militia, are you listening? Did I not tell you before the beginning of the news was to create Fulani Nama Highway? It's called grazing right. Now, Fulani militia have captured 16 Kaduna villages and have displaced 10,000 people. Did I not tell you before they are coming? These are Kaduna Christian villages under Fulani militia. No longer headsmen. This is the advance guard of Boko Haram. They come as Fulani, they sack you, they now turn to Fulani militia. Because Awosa people are weak. Awosa people are hopeless. I don't know how Awosa, despite thousands of years of civilization, Awosa people were civilized before the white man came. I must say that, that is the truth. They allowed the Fulanis to come with their cattle. Fulani convinced Awosa people to kill themselves. And Awosa people agreed. The same way they convinced Igbo people to kill themselves and they agreed. The same thing they did to Awosa. Awosa agreed. Then they said to Awosa, now help us to kill people around you. And Awosa did. That was how they conquered everybody, including Gwari, including Kanuri, including everybody under the spell of Islam. Fulani conquered Awosa. Awosa conquered other people for Fulani people. That's how Fulani became master and lord in the zoo. Go and ask anybody. Throughout Mandam Fodio. He said he was bringing a new brand of Islam. He said Awosa people were corrupt. That the new corruption, that the type of Islam being practiced by the Habe monarchies were not pure enough. They wanted something special. And he was an ordinary teacher. They brought him to teach. Othman Damfodio. He's from Mali and Senegal. He is not an aborigine. He is not originally from the zoo. He's not from Sokoto. They only came to Sokoto and took it over the Moors. They conquered Awosa people. Awosa people in their stupidity and hopelessness helped them to conquer other people as well. Very, very sad indeed. Fulani militia captures 16 Kaduna villages, displaces 10,000 people. More is coming. I wish this is happening in Abia State. Hey, it's coming though. It's coming. Kaine Hiora. And I am wondering what the broadcast will look like the day that Fulani will come and open up. Hi, I would love it. That day's broadcast will be very, very special. I want throughout. What were you doing? Did you not know that we are coming? Did you not know that we are coming? Okay, you know, as well here. You are doing sense. Let, Igbo man and village sense. That is why you are last in the zoo. The same sense you did before, and that is why in Nigeria you are the last person people regard. You want to do it again. The same sense you did before you lost 67-70, you want to do again. This time they are coming with grazing right, which means they will go to Munnochi and own a piece of land there. What can you do about Kenhigem? What will you do? You go to Facebook and gossip one or two times. And then a Yoruba person answering an Igbo name or an Igbo person born of Awosa will come and you say, shut up, get out, your mama, your papa. And everybody will go home and sleep. When you go through some discussions and debates on Facebook, you will know that Africans are monkeys indeed. Not up to 3 comments and the insults will start flying. Daft, daft people to the core. It is the truth. The gospel truth. If you like, you listen, you change. If you like, you continue to monkey around. The news in greater detail. Establish special grazing rights for we Fulani people, according to the Emir of Kano. Muhammadu Sanusi II, he has called on the federal government of the Zoological Republic to establish a special grazing area for herdsmen in the country to avert clashes between them and farmers. The Emir made the call when the national president of Miyeti Allah being their god, Cattle Breeders Association of the Zoo, Alhaji Muhammad Kiruwa Adonzuru, led his executives on a visit to the palace yesterday. According to Sanusi, there was need for peace to reign between herdsmen and farmers. He said reserving a grazing area specifically for the herdsmen will help in checking unnecessary clashes between farmers and herders. But who will police the boundary? He didn't say that. Are you going to build a barbed wire all the way through? I will serve people and advice. Anyway, he went on to say, establishment of grazing area with modern facilities as obtained in developed countries will ease the suffering of Fulani herdsmen in transporting their animals to the southern part of the country. Southern part of the country. That means Ihiagwa. That's what it means. It means to cook. Southern part of the country. He is telling you to give them the same way that he's asking us to bring Malam Nachinama. To bring Malam with a stick and give them the same conditions you have in Mississippi, in America. But in Mississippi, in America, the animal stays in one single place, doesn't move, is fed in a farm. Don't move about. But you, it is in your nature to move cattle from A to B because you're a nomad. People don't know the meaning of nomad means you don't stay in one place for any people. You must move. It's in your nature, it's in your blood. You migrate from place to place, looking for where the grass is green so you can feed your cattle. That is your job. Before the white man came, Fulani people, there were no teachers in Fulani land. They didn't do anything. There were no artisans. The only thing they knew how to do is to move cattle. They are nomads. All of a sudden now, Fulani man is the head of NTA. Fulani man is a doctor. Before the white man came, even during the years of the white people, they never went to school. Today, they're asking you to treat them like farmers in Mississippi in America. Isn't that laughable? He said you must treat them well. I will also emphasize my call on people to be proactive at all times and to defend themselves against insurgents who have declared war on Muslims. This is because confronting and fighting them to the ground is the only solution to the incessant attacks. Al-Haji Zuru said he and his executives visited the palace to seek help on the challenges faced by Fulanis in the country, especially the rustling of the animals, which is thieving, which is not correct. Nobody wants to see people go and steal Awasa cattle. That is not very good. But have you ever before heard of any Igbo traditional ruler? People go and pay him a visit and they publish it in the National Daily. The answer is no. Do you know why? Because they are living in Abuja. His Royal Majesty is living in Abuja, in Wuse, Zone 8. The other one is living at Okokomaigo in Lagos. But he's a traditional ruler of a village in Igboland. Sad. Very sad. They are asking you to give Hausa Fulani cattle rearers land in your place. If you want Hausa people to have land in your village to put their cattle, raise your hand up. Nigeria's economy lies in Jonathan's South-South, which is pure bunkum, pure rubbish. There is nowhere in the world called South-South. There are 4 cardinal points on a compass, north, south, east, and west. There are other sub ones, north, west, northeast, southeast, and southwest. There is nowhere on this planet where a place answers south, south, apart from the Zoological Republic. apart from the zoo called Nigeria. Why do you have South-South in Nigeria? It's because the people are animals. They can't reason properly. They have gone to geography and manufactured a non-existent point in the compass of the world, only in the zoo. And to them, it makes perfect sense. Nobody, no intellectual can come out and question it and say, you people are being foolish. That's not like South-South. No. South-South means the South of South. By implication, there should be North-North then. East-East. West-West. Does that make any sense to anybody? The answer is no. The people are monkeys. And I must not fail to remind them every blessed day until they change. South-South indeed. And the man claims he's educated. Anyways, black people's education. Devoid of meaning. Ekiti State Governor Ayo Fayose has urged the APC, which is the All Progressives Congress, to tread with caution as the South-South region where President Goodluck Jonathan comes from still accounts for the bulk of Nigeria's revenue. It doesn't account for the bulk. The bulk, everything that Nigeria owns as a country comes from Biafra land, from Biafra. From Enugu to Nembe. From Ibuakre all the way to Eket. There is no resource coming from anywhere outside the boundaries of Biafra land. Nothing that anybody can sell. That is why I know that we are blessed. The reason why God in heaven placed every meaningful natural resource in Biafra land is to remind you that your land is blessed. It doesn't have to be there. It's to remind you that he blessed that very land. If not, how come there is no oil, there is no coal, there is no meaningful mineral found anywhere else in the zoo apart from Biafra land? Name one. That is why they need you. Not because they love you. Some of you idiots that go to Yoruba churches, I call you idiots because you don't have any brain. You, when you go to Yoruba churches, they say, oh, one Nigeria. I don't know how they speak it. They say, speak Yoruba, they mix it up. They say, one Nigeria. And you're jumping up and down. They are playing on your intelligence. They know you're foolish. The thing that makes Nigeria one Nigeria comes from your land. Ask Yoruba man, but what are you bringing to the party? You. Mr. Fayose, what are you bringing to the party? Even the containers in Lagos belong to Biafran importers. The shops belong to Igbo people. So what are you bringing to the party? Is it Cadbury's? Is it your company? Or Nestle? Is that your company? Or Coca-Cola? Is it yours? Or Guinness Nigeria? Is that yours? It's from Dublin. What have you, what are you people bringing to the party? Please, show us. The answer is, what I would say, cattle, nama. They are bringing nama to the economy. Meat. When you listen to Radio Biafra, your life can never be the same again. That is why the whole world listens. Right this very minute, humanity is listening. We must continue. Goodluck Jonathan yesterday pleaded with the monkeys in the zoo to vote for him for a second time on account of his achievement in the last 6 years. A term is meant to last for 4 years. Jonathan has been in power for 6 years. Jonathan, my question to you is this. When you were sworn in at the death of Yar'Adua, that is, this is where I have problem with the intelligentsia of Africa, if at all there is anything like that. I doubt if there is the African people who congregate who are really educated. I doubt it very much. Because if there are, Africa cannot be that poor, honestly speaking. If there is a very, if there is a very credible enlightenment movement where people who are learned, educated, come together to discuss the issues, to prefer solutions, not just to theorize, Africa cannot be that poor. Therefore, I have no recognition for any intelligentsia or group of so-called intellectuals in Africa. I don't believe that Africa possesses intellectuals. I don't think so. Africa does not have intellectuals. They don't. Because if you do, You cannot be having mosquito biting people in the evening. It's impossible. Mosquito breeds on stagnant water. And if you had built your cities properly, you cannot have stagnant water. Some idiots will say Rome wasn't built in a day. But even during the Roman times, they had no open gutter. This is Radio Biafra. Jonathan is pleading with them to vote for him for a second term, but he was sworn in after Yar'Adua died. After that, he won election in 2011. He was also sworn in. Second time he's been sworn in. Jonathan doesn't know the meaning of joint ticket. He doesn't know that two people running on one ticket is called a joint ticket. That if the president dies, you take over. But no, he's calling this one his own Jonathan second term. Amazing stuff. Only in Africa. The PDP candidate, while inaugurating the Goodluck Sambo 2015 presidential campaign organization at the PDP presidential campaign office, Legacy House, Maitama in Abuja, promised to unfold to Nigerians what his government has done in the last couple of years that presidents and head of state before him could not achieve. What are those things? If we vote for you, then you unveil it. This man is even more daft than I had thought. You are campaigning. You want people to vote for you. You tell us what those things are to spur us on to vote for you more. Not to say, vote for me, then I will tell you what I have done that others have not done. Anyways, in Africa, what do you expect? You see, this is all one Biafra. You see, in Biafra, if politicians go out to campaign, you'll be asked questions live on TV. You will answer from the public. Live. Of course, you will have no police guard. You will have no entourage. It's you and maybe secret service people, maybe about four, in plain clothes. Because if you're a good person, nobody will want to assassinate you. Only if you're a rogue. If you're a good person serving your people as a president, why would anybody want to assassinate you? It's not possible. Because if they come to your house at night to steal, they'll find nothing. Because you're not a rogue. We must continue. The People's Democratic Party PDP candidate, while inaugurating Goodluck Jonathan Sambo, that is what they call themselves over there, said he will keep this promise once you have voted for him. I will expose my predecessor's failings as well, according to Jonathan. Jonathan promised to expose the failings of his predecessors, including Buhari, which stunted the country's growth and development. Former military president Ibrahim Babangida has described his government as saintly compared to successive administrations in terms of prevalence of corruption, just as former President Olusegun Obasanjo on Monday took a swipe at President Jonathan, accusing him, among other things, of squandering 55 billion crude oil savings left behind by his administration. Jonathan is indeed presiding over a catalog of corruption. Immense corruption. Immense. Immense. Firm loses 7 luxury buses in Inferno. 7 luxury buses and 6 mini buses were lost by GUO Transport Company Limited during an inferno in Onitsha, Anambra State on Monday. It was also learned that other property worth about 1 billion naira were destroyed. The incident occurred at the headquarters of the company near the former toll gate at the Ogbunike axis of Onitsha Enugu Expressway. Although the chairman of the company chief, Godwin Okeke, could not be reached, GUO spokesman Augustine Okibo described the incident as unfortunate. Conducting reporters around the company, he said the fire started about 5 p.m. and was caused by an explosion which occurred when a tanker was discharging diesel into a ground tank. Okibo said workers and sympathizers attempted to put out the fire before the men of the Anambra State Fire Service from Opoko and Onitsha Main Market arrived. He said although they tried to stop the fire, they were handicapped by lack of equipment. They were handicapped by lack of equipment. And that is a country that they said P2B did very well. He left everything for them. He left everything for them that should sustain them, but there was nothing, essentially. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's sad. Very, very sad. Let's continue. These people are hardworking people, the GUOs of this world. Very, very hardworking. Although some of them were implicated in a scam to keep airfares very high so that people will not abandon luxury coaches to go and take flight. I don't know how true that is, but let's continue. In the face of deepening world economic crisis, the ability of the presidential candidate of the APC, General Muhammadu Buhari, to manage the Nigerian economy and fight corruption, if elected, has been called to question. People are talking about Buhari as if he is fit to contest for that office. Buhari? Oh my God. Britain is listening. Buhari cannot run for the presidency. We are campaigning already for a complete boycott of the elections because Buhari has no certificate. The law says you must have certificate.
My God.
Yeah, I wish this, if this same thing was happening in America, it wouldn't even come out. Once it is out that you lied, it's over for you. But black people keep wondering, why are they poor? You people are liars. You are a bunch of liars and deceivers and cheats. No white politician in the world will dare come outside. Once they have asked you, where is your certificate? If you cannot produce it, you sink into the ground without trace. But in Africa, you keep coming out and you keep talking. People don't have... Anyway, I don't blame them. It's even rubbed off on some of their children who are on the internet. You go and steal, you're a rogue. But you're still talking. I don't know. Buhari. Anyway, we continue. Children now live in fear in some parts of Kanuri, Awasa land, the same way that Biafran children were in fear as British bombs were coming down on them between 67 and 70. The same way that Biafran children were in fear as they were being airlifted out of their homeland to go and start life afresh in French-speaking colonies across West Africa. They were living in fear because there was no food. They were living in fear because the Yoruba man starved them. Today, those of them in Awasa Fulani, in Kanuri area, they are experiencing everything that most Biafran children went not. Not everything, because they're not being bombed at the moment. They're just minor displacement here and there. Our own, we are displaced. The British still asked for bombs to be dropped on us. The then British Prime Minister was Harold Wilson of the Labour Party, which is why I hate Labour Party, personally. It was a Labour Party that was against the coming of Biafra. The man had serious hatred for Biafra because he was a shareholder in BP. You didn't know that, did you? Harold Wilson was a major shareholder in BP. And how dare you tell us not to take oil? Monkeys from Africa. Who are you to tell the might of the British Empire that we cannot go and take your oil when we want to? Because of that, kill them. And go on, duly obliged. Yorubas, we are so happy to kill. Aye. Imagine giving a Yoruba man an assignment. Go and kill Igbo people. He would. They were so happy. And they did it very well. At the end of it, 1 million children dead. As residents in communities near Bagal flee daily to Maiduguri, Borno State capital, reports said that children from this part of the country have continued to live in fear. Hence, many don't go to school anymore. Hawa is 16 and is from Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State in the northeastern part of the zoo, a region blighted by years of Boko Haram insurgency. She said fear is with her daily, dictating how she lives. I'm scared of walking along roads on my own because I don't want to be raped for the second time. 16-year-old girl, raped before. She told The Hill, which is a United States online publication, after meeting with the families affected by the Boko Haram insurgency in Maiduguri. Borno State as a whole has borne the brunt of the violence that has lasted for more than 5 years in northeastern part of that very zoo. During 4 days in late October, The Hill was on a mission to encourage reluctant parents in Maiduguri to send their daughters to safe schools, working through traditional rulers, youth leaders, and the local media as facilitators. The Americans are coming to help them. I did not see Americans during the Biafra war, but then again, we are not Muslims. Biafrans are not Muslims, so why would they come there? They love Muslims now. They go to where Islam calls them. That is why in France, when you insult the Muhammad, they bust in and they kill you. We continue. The military authorities have launched an investigation into the recent sacking of Baga town by Boko Haram after it emerged that Chadian troops participating in the multinational task force abandoned the base 2 days prior to the attack. Located in the Zou's far northeastern corner, Baga in Borno State is home to a military garrison manned by the multinational joint task force made up of soldiers from the Zou called Nigeria, Niger, Chad and Cameroon, based on a peninsula that juts into Lake Chad. The Baga garrison was recently re-equipped to deal with Boko Haram menace, but Cameroon has refused to contribute troops, while Chad suddenly withdrew theirs because they know that Nigerian military is too corrupt. If you go close to them, you become very, very corrupt. That's the way they are. That is the way they are as a people. The country is infested with corruption. Every facet of life is imbibed, buried in corruption. And you know there are many corruption. African corruption is different. African corruption is designed to kill. It kills, it festers. Like a decaying wound. Corruption in Africa is exceptional. It's designed to cripple good thought, designed to cripple development. Corruption in Africa is set up to kill. Whereas in the West, you can get away with it. In Africa, no. Death. The multi-billion naira Delta State government-owned independent power plant, IPP, has been gutted by fire. The project, sited at Ogara, the hometown of former governor of the state, Chief James Ibori, and headquarters of Ethiopia West, local government area of the state, was ravaged by fire in yet to be ascertained circumstance on Monday night. The extent of the damage to the power project could not be ascertained at the time of filing this report. The Commissioner for Power and Energy, Gloria Okolubo, led a delegation of the ministry and the contracting firm, Davnoch Nigeria Limited, to the scene in the early hours of yesterday, apparently to obtain information about the fire and ascertain the extent of the damage. There is no electricity already, and what the generator that is left, fire has engulfed it completely. 12 people are dead in Paris massacre. Islamic gunmen execute French police officer as he pleads for his life after terror attack on satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo at center of Mohammed Cartoon Storm. Masked gunmen storm Paris headquarters with AK-47 shouting, Allahu Akbar, and the prophet has been avenged. They stalked the building, asking for people's names before killing the editor, 3 cartoonists, and the deputy chief editor. Horrific footage shows the police officer begging for his life before being shot in the head at point-blank range. The killers fled in a stolen car across eastern Paris after a mass shootout with police officers and remains on the loose. Militants believed to be from Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which was behind the plane bomb plots in the U.S., and UK. Newspaper had earlier posted a picture of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on his Twitter account. Publications offices were firebombed in 2001 for publishing satirical cartoon of the Muhammad. A major manhunt is today underway for the suspected Al-Qaeda militants who massacred 12 people at the offices of a notoriously anti-Islamic newspaper in Paris, including a police officer who was executed as he begged for mercy. This is what is coming to you in Biafra land. It doesn't matter if you're Igbo, Ibibio, Ishekirie. It doesn't matter Efik. It doesn't matter if you're Igala. It does not matter if you're from Isoko. It does not matter where you come from. Even Idoma. This is coming to you. Paris is now getting it. How about you? If you don't prepare, they will come for you. And by the time they get into your village, it will be too late. The best thing for us to do is to stop them before they come in. Today, if you say anything, these are people that sign up to free speech. You can say anything you like about Jesus Christ. Nobody gives a damn. Mention Muhammad. They come and firebomb the place. That is the reason why. Because of this, in Biafra land, there will be no mosque. In Biafra land. No mosque whatsoever in Biafra land. There will be none. If you want to go and do mosque, for some of you, that is where your parents come from. You go there and stay with them. Ijaw Youths on Wednesday dismissed the endorsement of the APC presidential candidate General Muhammadu Buhari by the Movement for the Emancipation of Niger Delta Men, describing it as inconsequential. The youths under the aegis of Ijaw Youth Council Worldwide said Buhari adoption by a non-existent group was of no electoral value. The group, in a statement signed by its spokesperson, Mr. Eric Omare, said MEND was an empty organization since it was disbanded after its members and former agitators accepted amnesty. They took money. Money everywhere in Biafra land. Both Igbos and non-Igbos. Everybody's into money. Give them some chicken change. 5 naira, 6 naira, they start talking garbage. Start talking nonsense. MEND, the supporting... I don't know. It's crazy. Very, very crazy. That is what I talk about, consistency. Ideologically, what do you want? Oil from the ground or your independence? I know what I want. I want independence, complete freedom and liberty. Not just independence, liberty. I want to be free. I want to be free, not looking over my shoulder as if Namara is coming. Mad cow is running after me. With just 5 weeks before presidential election, across the zoo, Governor Okorocha of Imo State has donated what looks like a bulletproof bus to the presidential campaign of General Muhammadu Buhari. How much did he buy it with whose money? Chai, Imo State. The Sharia state, the first caliphate in Biafra land, is Imo State under Okorocha. Buhari, who is the presidential candidate of the APC, took delivery of the exotic bus today while continuing his presidential campaign. But where is your certificate? The answer is none. They are alleging that APC plan to hack into INEC database. Does INEC have database? I doubt it very much because they have written the results already. Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau has threatened Cameroon in a video message on YouTube, warning that the same fate will befall the country as neighboring Zoo. The video, which was posted on January the 5th, is directly addressed to Cameroon's President Paul Biya, after repeated fighting between militants and troops in the country's far north. Oh, Paul Biya, if you don't stop this, your evil plot, you will taste what has befallen Nigeria. Your troops cannot do anything to us, Shekau said in Arabic. They know what they're doing. They know they're all from the same family, so they understand each other better. Fulani militia captured 16 Kaduna villages, the same way they will be capturing Igbo villages very, very soon. I hope and I pray so. The Atakad Community Development Association yesterday said Fulani militia have captured 16 Atakad villages and killed no fewer than 180 persons, with 10,000 forced to become refugees since the violence started in 2013. Yet Jonathan is planning to hold election. Speaking at Manchok, Kaura local government area of Kaduna State, during the burial ceremony of the assassinated district head of Zangang in Atadak Chiefdom near Machok, Mr. Yohana Shinkut, the national president, ACDA, Mr. Ishaya Kundun, said the world was not interested in their plight, even when, according to him, they formed part of the most traumatized of human society. But when the Awosa Fulani, Mr. Southern Kaduna, was convincing you to fight against Christian people in Biafra land, you oblige them. What is it with Fulani people that anything they tell you, people, you agree? There must be something there. I don't know what that. Maybe it's the Anama. Something must be happening to Awosa, to Fulani. How they managed to convince all of you and you agree. These same people from Southern Kaduna, including the thief, those that come from Gowon's place, they were convinced that by killing a Biafran, by killing an Igbo person, somehow your life will be better. Today, they have turned against them. They are now killing them and they are complaining. The same displacement happening today, 10,000 of them, will also happen in Biafra land unless we preempt it. Shell agrees to pay fishing community in Niger Delta 84 million over oil spill. Go and see the damage they are doing. I cannot say more. For the first time ever anywhere, oil giant Royal Dutch Shell, which is responsible for several oil spills and also responsible for the death of nearly 6 million people because Shell and BP wanted oil so badly from Biafra land that they advised the then British government of Harold Wilson, go and kill those African monkeys. We need their oil, and they duly did. By the time the war is over, over 6 million people are dead. They have agreed to a $84 million settlement with residents of Bodo, a small community in the Niger Delta area of the zoo, for two oil spills. Watch what happens to the money. Very few people will take it, and they will come to England and buy a house and tell you that they are the community leaders. Only a black person can do such a thing. That concludes our news this very evening. We have come to the end of our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And our lines are now open. If you call Radio Biafra, we will be able to take your call once again. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are transmitting from the United Kingdom on this very day, with the time now standing approximately, how should I put it? The time now is, say, 23 minutes to 9 p.m. here in England, and also the same number of minutes in Biafra land as well. Two people are on the line. One is on the phone. One is on Skype. The one on Skype, I'm going to come to you later. The one on the phone, I'm going to go to now. The caller on the phone, please, if you can hear me, give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening. I am Chidebere Anyeji from Augsburg, Munich.
Augsburg, Germany. Augsburg, Germany. Thank you very much. Thank you. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I thank you so much for your effort about the campaigning of the Biafra. I thank you for the job you are doing for us. I thank you for educating us. In fact, I keep on thanking you because you are doing a marvelous work in our midst. You know, the today's news touched me so much. I was watching this incident in Paris in CNN. I see how this animal massacred people in the name of Allah. You know, this thing is happening now in the Western world. We are thinking, oh, it's happening in white man country. But this thing is about to happen in Biafran land. Of if course. We allow this animal to get into the seat. And this, our brothers, you know, I was watching, and some of our brothers even supported this animal to rule Nigeria, because I don't know what is wrong with our people. I keep on telling them, these people want to bring Sharia law in Nigeria, and these people want to educate us in Islam. And these people, they don't believe what I'm telling them. Today I was watching this thing, I was, tear is dropping on my eye. You know, I am very, very angry about this. There's no way we allow this man to rule Nigeria, to bring Islam in our Biafran land, you know. So I am also using this opportunity, because in Augsburg we are now trying to start a meeting. I am using this opportunity also to announce everybody in Augsburg about the meeting we want to start in Augsburg, Germany.
Yes, go ahead. Why are you stopping? Please go ahead. Are you listening to your own voice? Go ahead.
So, I am inviting every indigenous people of Biafra in Augsburg on Saturday. We have meeting in Saturday in Augsburg here. So, by 3 o'clock. So, the minute they are coming to address us, because we are now starting afresh, because we don't have yet meeting in Augsburg. This is the first time to start the meeting in Augsburg. So we are now inviting every indigenous people of Biafra, even though those people that I have already informed, and even the secret listeners, to come out in mass by 3 o'clock in Augsburg. The venue is in Friedberg, in Hermann Lungstrasse, 27, Act 6, 3, 1, 6. This is the Potlightsaal. If you miss your way, or if you look for a contact number to call, is 0152-101-38982. I repeat the number again, 0152-101-38982. Please, you are highly invited. If you heard any, if you know that you, even though you didn't hear, or maybe you, please try to tell one of your colleagues or one of your people to come to the meeting by 3 o'clock. The minute they are coming to address us, they are coming to bid us once again to us to start meeting in Augsburg. Director, I thank you so much, and I am so happy. There's no one that will do what we are doing in this freedom fight. I haven't seen something like this. I must thank you so much. And God bless Biafran land. God bless you, Director, and God bless IPOB worldwide. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. A very brilliant way to open our lines this evening. Wherever you are, we are now taking calls from all around the world. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, do you mean me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, please. Raise your voice. You're too far away from your microphone. Your voice is too far away from the microphone.
Honorable Commander, God bless you.
And you too. Please go ahead.
Sorry.
What's happening?
Yeah, I'm calling Director, yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry. My name is Obi Lawrence Chukwumeze, and I'm living in Cologne, Germany.
Yes. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I come from Opolihe Jofor in Oru local government, Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you.
Yeah, Evo Director, God bless you for a good job. We are moving forward. Yeah, this year is our year. I want to tell you that anytime somebody calls from Cologne, Germany, please, Director, try to ask him some certain questions. First of all, ask the person, him or her, whether he's a member of this noble family. When you ask him that one, ask him whether he has contributed his defense fund or his monthly dues, or whether he's attending meetings. Let us get us the facts, because most of them doesn't come to meeting at all. They are not members. They feel that they are Biafran, but they are not Biafran. They are Hausas in their Biafran names. So they can't just be calling you Biafra, because they cannot go and call German radio and talk anything without paying. So before they do anything, you have to know that they are full members. Yeah, and another thing I want to talk is that now that we are in Biafra land, we have a CHK. People can listen now to satellite and FM. Is it not good if the coordinators there, if they can be able to make some flyers and spread it all over? That one will help a little bit. Since we don't have our BBC that can spread our news, we can have to do it ourselves by making flyers and throw it everywhere, so people will know that we are moving forward and they can be able to listen to Radio Biafra. I think that one will help a little bit. And I really thank you for a good job. May God bless you. And another thing is that we indigenous people of Biafra in Cologne, Germany, we are going to have our first 2015 meeting January, and this week started there by 4 o'clock at RMFED, Francisco's General Hospital. People who used to come there know you already. And I want to use the opportunity to thank our dear Reverend Sister, the name I don't want to call her name. She's doing so marvelous work to us. Director, do you believe that she organized a place where we are having our meeting? It's a conference area, conference room, very big and very beautiful. Where Germans used to have their conference, that is where we are having our, we don't pay nothing. We don't pay nothing. She organized everything for us. We really thank God. May God continue to bless her. So, Director, thank you so much, and I wish you all the best. This is our year. We are going to achieve our aim. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you too. Thank you. We have callers everywhere, please. I crave their indulgence to remain where they are.
We shall come to them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The one on Skype, remain where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Please go ahead.
Okay. Happy New Year.
The same to you.
Okay. And Happy New Year to all the families and Biafra. My name is Obegini Ora. I thank you so much for...
And where are you calling from? Obegeli, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from the zoo.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, I'm just extending my thanks and my New Year wishes to all the Biafran families around, wherever they are, in any part of the world where they are. And also to say a big thank you to you for and UGMFO for the wonderful work that you guys are doing for us. We appreciate the two of you especially. What I wanted to say is something to do with part of the news that you read, the news analysis. I think if I got you correctly, you were saying that in the new Biafra or in the Biafran state, there's not going to be anything like the heads of state moving around with security or with sirens, something like that, which makes sense in a society where people are sane. But you do know that our people, we Igbos, we have issues. I don't know how safe, although what I'm saying now is something that we'll have to discuss when that happens. But I'm just saying that I don't know how safe whoever's going to be the head of state will be walking down the street without some sort of security, because our people, we are bad. Someone will just spring out from somewhere and just start attacking him or her. For no reason. You may have a family issue with an uncle or with a sister or a brother, and then the next thing you know, it will resort to fight. We have a problem with solving issues in a gentleman's way.
The question I want to ask you is this: how were we solving this problem before 1990? Because we were doing very well before 1990. Or can I say before 1983, before Buhari came, and throughout Mbakwe, although some people can argue that things were beginning to go downhill from then, because if you can recall very well...
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, things are going... Because if you remember Ono and Nwobodo, remember taking the government house to Ngo and all the rest of it. Please continue.
Yes, the thing is that... a lot of things have changed, and there's a lot of badness in people these days. Okay. The thing that we can really do in those days and feel free to do it and not, you know, think twice. There are a lot of them you cannot do today simply because of the badness in a lot of people today. The envy, the jealousy, everything. So I'm just thinking about it and I don't know how to, because even the Prime Minister of Britain, in as much as you don't see the security guards, you know, dressed up in their maybe army uniform or police uniform, they still have securities with them when they're walking around, when they're going, wherever they're going to. It's just that they dress in the suits and everything like that. They still have these people. And it's just for safety reasons. And to have the president of a nation, especially in our own society, walk down the street or go for campaign or go wherever without at least one or two securities in our society, in this place, it's going to be very dangerous for that person. He or she may not be attacked by other people, but even just the family members alone, someone will just spring up and say, oh, well, I asked you to give me money. After all, you're the president and you're saying you won't give me money. And then it will result to fight. I'm just saying it because, you know, there are a lot of waters that have gone under the bridge, and I don't know how people can get back to that mentality where we live in peace and harmony. If we have issues, we sort these issues amongst ourselves.
I have a solution. I have a solution to the problem.
Okay.
There will be a DNA test, and everybody with Hausa blood will either be repatriated or they cannot. They'll be in prison. Once, I'm telling you the truth. If you remove the people with our blood amongst us, things will be fine once again.
Yeah.
If you check all the people causing the problems in Igbo land, people fathered by Hausa, Fulani people, and they will not enter in. There will be massive DNA screening. When I'm saying this, people think it's a joke. Oh, they can. I am being very, very serious. Any contaminated Hausa person cannot come into Biafra land. The same way we will not have any mosque in there. The reason why we have problems today, my dear sister, is because people go to Yoruba churches. As soon as you kneel down before a Yoruba person, if he places his hands on your head, they are laying curses upon your people. Not just you. Because you're a child of God to start with. The same thing that Abraham did at the age of, I don't know if it's 99 or 109, I don't know, is what your boys do 8 days after they are born. It is called a covenant between man and God.
Circumcision
is the only way. God said it himself. This is how I will know you are my own. Circumcision of the foreskin. Then, after doing all of that, a Yoruba person, a Yoruba from a Muslim family will come out and tell you, oh, I have converted. My name is now C.B. Joshua. Come and come to me. You, a child of God, will abandon Chukwu Abiam. You go to Yoruba man, you know, you're bringing curse upon yourself. Now, I ask people, when Chukwu Abiam created the children of Israel, his children in Israel, did he say to them, go to another country and kneel before them so they can pray for you?
Exactly. Well, you see, this is the thing. Okay, coming to religion, I just cry when I see our people. I shed tears because they've lost the plot. They don't even know what is inside them. They don't even know the authority that they have as a child of God. That you don't need to go through anybody. You go directly to him. But they've lost... You know what, Director, it's okay. You've explained everything. Thank you very much. I don't want to take much of your time because a lot of people will be calling. So thank you very much for giving me the time to air my view. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you for speaking. Yes. You spoke very elegantly and very succinctly, I would say. I am going to another caller on the line, this time around on Skype. The other caller, please remain where you are. The lines are going crazy here. Can you hear me, please? Do I have Mrs. COC on the line? Am I mistaken?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much. That is Mrs. COC, which means Mrs. Coordinator of all coordinators. If I'm not... Am I correct?
Good afternoon, my director from the United States of America.
And good evening from here. Good evening.
Okay, my name is Margaret Iranya. I'm the wife of Clifford Chukwuemeka Iranya. I want to say Happy New Year to you, director, and Happy New Year to fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom.
Same to you.
And we thank God that has brought us to this new year and to greater expectations.
You say?
Director, I must say that today's SOFA broadcast is a masterpiece. The voice has been wailing like the voice that was wailing back in the days that we read in the Bible. And keep wailing until our people come to their senses. But before, or ndi Igbo na-atụ ilu na anaghị asị okenye pụọ n'anwụ. But I don't know. Our people, even okenye ga na-drag is how you want to push them out of the sun and they are stuck there. And back in the days, we used to say, onye Hausa ka asị otorugbo gbukwa ya asị mgbe ọhụ n'anya. Ugbo ozi ndi Igbo ka a na-asị otorugbo gbuchakwa nnọ.
That is correct.
It is really, really, really. I don't know. My heart is bleeding for my people. But the thing, just like you are rightly putting it, once we have food on our table, we don't care. We don't care what is happening around us. If not, who does not know or who is not seeing what is happening to our people, that people cannot support what is going on? When will our people wake up? Our people need to wake up from this slumber before we slip into debt, before we lose our identity, before we lose everything that makes us a people. Our people need to wake up from their slumber. It's just every day, just like you rightly put it, which of our traditional rulers can people run to and complain? And then the news will go nationally. Now I'm asking, whose land is Sanusi asking for this reservation? They have enough land in the north. Is it our own land down in the east that he's asking for this reservation? Apparently, that is what he's saying.
That's what he said.
Already, he's taking it without permission.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said here. He said in the south to give them
already,
land in the south.
The only thing they want to kind of give make it something now that is a law to legalize the illegality they already have done. They have already acquired our lands. They just want to give it a legal backing.
Exactly.
Already they have taken up a lot of our people's lands. That when people cannot, when they graze your farm, you can't even talk, or they shoot you, or they rape our women, or they just do just whatever they like. And yet our people don't see the handwriting on the wall. Is it when the earth will crumble that we realize what is going on? I really weep for my people. But then we thank God that somebody is helping us. All we need is our people. Let us support this noble cause. And Director, I pray that God will give you the wisdom and give you the fearlessness. Be courageous. And just like you always say, be fearless before your enemies. And above all, I pray that God will help you to remain incorruptible in a corrupt society and give you all the grace, all the strength, all the enablement to lead our people to the promised land. Yes, and sir. To our people, I say we are well able to go up and take the country. We will surely meet giants on our way, and they will be there to hinder. But God will surely give us victory.
Yes, sir.
Forward ever. And backward never. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well spoken.
And
well spoken.
All the people that work with you.
He said, that was Mrs. COC, the wife of our COC. That's the only way I can address her. Thank you very, very much. I have a caller on the phone. People are listening all over the place, including Idato. Everywhere we want the propagation to continue, please. We want it to continue. The truth must be preached on this very platform, that glory may go to heaven. We remain incorruptible. That is the key. Once you are incorruptible, there is nothing you kneel down and ask Chukwu Abiyama he will not do for you. My prayer is simple. Give us Biafra. Let everybody with Hausa blood die, please. Chineke na keno ni igwe. Bushendi anine ha won do jo, kill them off. They must die. They are evil people. They are evil. Ao para Hausa jobro mia, kill them off. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me, please? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Peter Opara from Hungary.
Please, Peter Opara from Hungary, please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Today I was a director.
Yes, I'm hearing you. Please go ahead.
Mama Drose Chukwu Abiyama.
He said, he will hear that. You have greeted heaven the way it should be done.
He said,
thank you.
Onwere ihe akụkọ ịkọ n'otu onye Yoruba kọrọ anyị na Facebook about otu anyị na-anaghị eji arụpụtara iri n'obodo anyị na a ga-emekwa anyị blockade ọzọ na every other thing. Na-elecha anya, see you very well. It's good to learn from your critic. As you take this on noble call, ọ dị mma ka ndị ụlọ anyị begin to realize that to get to the way of producing their food without depending on the importation of food from the north is a very crucial importance.
Yes.
Because the time will come when we'll have to be sustained from what we get from our land.
Yes.
Yes. The past speaker had just said something about Niyama Yemen do Okiyanya Young boys now with decreasing and absent sperm count. Bad food.
Yes.
The soldiers on the ground need to be enlightened about where the true source of strength in their food is. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. What you have just said is quite compelling. It's quite moving. It is essentially correct. We are going to grow our own food. We have the science. We have the technology. We shall do so. But we need to prepare. That was the problem why we lost the war. Boko Haram took years to gather money together to buy their weapons to commence their march. And that is why they were able to sustain it. There seems to be something wrong with our people to think that you can just wake up one morning and Biafra will be at the door waiting for you. No! You have to work for it. You have to work very, very hard for it. Nothing in life comes easy. I don't know why people just think, oh, don't worry. No, it doesn't work like that. The caller on the phone, stay where you are. The one on Skype, stay where you are. I am going to the one on Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, I can hear you.
I need you to raise your voice for me, please.
Okay, sorry. Good evening, Director, and good evening to people.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, I heard
you. Sound as if you're being pursued by immigration officers. Is everything okay where you are?
No, everything's all right here. So it's very late. I can't raise my voice because of the people I'm living around with.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from India. This is Moses Biafra. I am calling from India.
From India. Thank you. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Director, regarding the news about what Sanusi said or Sanu Dezua said, I don't care to know about his name. Please, I want you to sound a note of warning to our fellow dear friends. If those vagabonds and idiots should, you know, get to our side, any community that gave them any portion of land should face our wrath.
What?
Because
No, hold on. Eziago is gone already in Enugu State. What are you talking about? They are living there already with their... They have now built... If you're coming from Ninth Mile... Once you leave Ninth Mile, if you're coming from Onitsha to Enugu, once you leave Ninth Mile, and you're on the left-hand side, there's an embankment where they wrote Pepsi. Anybody who travels along there as regularly as I do, you will see Pepsi on the left-hand side where they wrote it on the landscape as they were building the place where they have cut a small mound. You see Pepsi on it. On the right-hand side, if you look directly ahead of you, because the road turned to the right, I'm saying if you're coming from Ninth Mile into Enugu, you see our water settlement there. They are there already. What are you talking about? They have settled down.
And they are already at the before at the Ugu Oba.
Yes.
I don't know why Enugu people should be given this kind of opportunity. But Director, what I'm trying to say is this. I want us to comment. Let us not wait for any longer, because time is no longer in our hands.
But we need the funds to. We cannot. And I got back at you here now. One AK-47 assault rifle is 400,000 naira. For one, excluding the bullets. One AK-47 assault rifle, 400,000 naira. We need to buy as many as possible. Then you begin to times it. That tells you.
You see, our problem there is, our people have been underspread for many decades by Yoruba churches. You know, if you are trying to tell them that they are underspread, they may think that you are just joking. I always hinted to them that many of us are underspread. Now, look at TB Joshua. I read that last time that he's going scot-free, that the cops just acquit him. They find him more guilty for how many souls that is lavished in his church. Now, he's a free man walking freely. So, I wonder why our people should be going there paying tight and loose to nonsense. You know, Every year they say it's a year of divine fulfillment, next year it's a divine of testimony, the next year they will keep on brainwashing you. Somebody said that pastors have their own format for this 2015, which they have started by taxing everyone 1,000 naira to attend a church service. Well, I believe that is football match anyway. If you are going to football match to watch match, you have to pay for gate fee. So going there, it's not wrong for someone to pay for gate fee. I believe that that is not gospel they are going to there to hear. So my brother, I want you to hint it to the more that any community, let us say that Ezeag have become one of our targets. If they fail not to retrieve that land from those outside, they will face our wrath.
But they don't even have the means to retrieve the land. That is the problem. They don't have the means because Awosa have come. I went to Amantia when I went to Ezu River to film Ezu River. When I was at Ezu River, I saw Awosa people with AK-47 assault rifles. How are we going to combat people to go into confrontation? They came to my village in Okporenyi. Only four people sacked the whole of Okporenyi. Everyone was running away. Men, women, children, you're above more. Only because four Awosa people came. Sacked an entire Orenyi. And one of them was, that was why I ended this program in anger a few days ago. One of them came to tell the police that nothing, that their cattle wasn't missing. They gave him a machete cut in front of the police. And the police did nothing. And people are telling me we should go and be voting. They must be mad. Anybody who goes out to vote is, and that is why I said, I have said to Chukwu Abiyama, you placed a curse on these people. We behave like Ndiabrono classic. And that is the problem we have. The calls are too many, but I first of all go to Germany before I go to, the calls are too much. The caller on the phone calling from Germany, can you hear me?
Yes, Teresa, good evening.
Good evening, please. Confirm your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Collins Chinedu. I am the coordinator of IPOB Hamburg unit.
Thank you very much. Somebody called from Hamburg yesterday asking for you. Please go ahead.
Director, that is why I'm calling. First of all, I will announce my number on the air so that he can give me a call if he's listening. My number is 01521-025-1873. I repeat, 01521-025-1873. And Director, I want to make an announcement about our meeting coming up on Sunday, 11th of January 2015. The venue of the meeting is Barren Camp 27. The postcode of this address is 20535 Hamburg.
Yes, go ahead.
And the time of the meeting is 5 p.m. At 5 p.m. Please, I am calling on those. Their friends in Hamburg and its environs. So please attend this meeting because it is our first meeting for this year, 2015, and we have a lot of issues to discuss. And I am also calling on our people in Kiel. Kiel, it's a suburb of Hamburg. It's a state outside Hamburg, but it's very close to Hamburg. Please, any Biafran listening to this broadcast from Kiel should please contact me on the number I've just announced on air, because we are trying to connect to our people there, and we want to go there for evangelization on Saturday. So we need somebody to contact us there so that we will have somebody to meet there when we get there. Director, it's been a long time I called on air, but Director, we are solidly behind you. The wave has blown. It has blown away those who are not strong in spirit, but we remain very, very strong, Director. We know that you are the man sent to deliver us. So we are working together with you, Director. Don't just worry. We are with you. I thank you and keep up your good work. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was our He's the coordinator, our national Zinzrumike. That is our coordinator for Hamburg, Collins, who has been with us from day one. Very resolute, very, very determined. And we thank you, Kwabiamah, that such a person is part of this very family. There is a caller, it seems, on Viber. Can you hear me?
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Onyema Owamanam. I'm calling from Switzerland, Mutia.
Onyema Owamanam from Switzerland. Yes, go ahead.
I'm from Amucha in Njaba local government.
In Njaba local government area. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, first of all, I want to thank Kwabiamah for your head and everything.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, sir.
The same to you.
Yeah, Director, first, I want to contribute. I have something to contribute, sir.
Go ahead.
I don't know if maybe you can, we can look into the matter.
Go ahead and say so. Let us.
Director, in anywhere you want to make a broadcast in Biafra land, I want something like maybe we find something like a cameras, you know, something like cameras, because if we have cameras where you do broadcast, like that your phone you are complaining that they stole, I don't think maybe they will get away with that. I suggest something like that.
It's a very good idea, and we have that in place at the moment. We now have all those devices now in place. We have that in place now. We do. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director.
Yes, we have all of that in place now. We do.
Yeah. Director, I'm going to say the Ohanes and Doshin and them. What they are complaining about? Good luck now. I don't understand.
No,
it
doesn't matter. Everybody has woken up. Even Jonathan's wife has come to the realization that Jonathan is an abject failure. Everybody knows that. We are not interested in elections in the zoo. Our message is to let our people understand that you have been voting from day one. Has anything changed? The answer is no. So it doesn't matter who is there. If Ohanaeze likes, so let them campaign or canvass for anybody to be voted for. We know that Biafran people are not going to vote, or at least a majority of Biafrans will boycott the polls. And we have a very compelling reason as to why they should boycott the election. The reason why they should boycott the election is that by boycotting the election, Biafra comes quicker. You attract the attention of the world immediately. They will ask you, what is the problem? You say, we need Biafra. Nobody can argue with the coming of Biafra, given the 2005 Declaration of the United Nations on the Rights of Indigenous People. We have legally the right to exist as a free people by law. We want to evoke that law, not by going to a Nigerian court and disgracing ourselves by getting a bunch of amateurs to put together a court case, but by going to the world and saying to them, this is what you wrote on this very declaration we stand. This declaration made us or acknowledged we are indigenous people before the British came. I will also produce a written agreement between the British and Biafran people telling the British, thank you very much. We want to go back to where we were before your boat came in through the River Niger. Simple. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening. This is Akeshwobi from Manchester speaking.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. And 2 minutes, if you may. I have too many calls. Go ahead, Akeshwobi. Go ahead.
Okay. Happy New Year.
The same to you. Same to you.
I received your... I had the news you read last time, you talk about the corruption in our country or our people, and that is to the point that even little children are being corrupt, you know. There is an experience of a friend of mine when I was living in Germany. This guy took a white lady to that country zoo, and after marrying for... You know, they told him that the visa would take some time. So he was waiting. in Lagos. Later he went to the village. So the money in his hand was running down. So the little children around him, he said to me that he was sending the messages, and then whenever they comes back with the change, he said, keep the change. Oh, there, thank you. And he kept doing it when the money was running out. So whenever they come again with the change, he said, please, can I have the change? So he did it two or three times. So all of them, whenever he called them again, he said, my mother said, don't go out. You should look after the little ones. So they stopped going message for him because it's no more giving them the leftover changes.
Yes, now. You know? Stop. No, if you don't give in the village, if you go to the village now, this is a place where people go and dig ditches when it's raining, and they will be watching for your car to sink. Once your car sinks into a ditch, they will come out and say, Oga, how much will you pay us to push out your car for you? If you say you have no money, they leave you there. What are you talking about? The place is bad, very, very bad. People don't understand it. When we were small in the village, you will be begging an elder to go and fetch water for him. You will beg him because you want the joy to say that you went and fetched water for a senior brother or a senior sister. But these days, mm-hmm. once you send that child and there is no money coming from it, you don't send them again. Even if you go to the village, can you see our villages now? Nobody trusts anybody anymore. I said nobody. Everybody is a potential liar, deceiver, and cheat in all the villages bar none. I said in all the villages bar none. All the so-called Eze cabinet, what do? They only sit down to plan how to sell village land. If not, why would people be killing themselves over who will be the PG, President General of a community? It's who will sell land in the village. That is all. Some of this nonsense they see in these their rubbish home movies sometimes, it is true. It is true because the place is very, very bad. What is going to change it? Let us move away from the problem for a second and consider all the options available for changing this very deplorable mess we are in. It is through Biafra. Not just any Biafra. Because black people are very fond of this. Because Nnamdi Azikiwe and their group in Africa made the same mistake. There seems to be a reasoning from black African people that things are easy. It is not easy. Because they asked Kwame Nkrumah, how do you intend, you have all this wonderful, almost quasi-communist manifesto. You will do this. You will build hospitals. You build schools. They kept asking him, where will you get the money from to build roads? He said, Coco. Where will you get money from to fund the industrialization you're talking about? He said, Coco. They kept asking him from only one product. The one journalist reminded him of something that is called opportunity cost. The money you have spent from one bag of cocoa, you cannot spend it on two things. It is only on one thing that you spend it on. People thought in Africa, again, that you can build a city without drainage system. What they see is the finished product. If you bring a black person or black people in New York, our people are there. If you take them, say for instance, those who are in New York, they look at New York and they see the skyscraper. They see the roads, they see the shining light. What do? They run to Federal Medical College like TOD and build one shimmering advertisement board with his name, the Ochendo Global. That is all you see. People don't know that before you build a city as beautiful as New York, you first of all excavate under the ground and lay pipes for water, for electricity, for sewage. They don't know that. A black person from Africa does not know that at all. Because they think the finished article is always easy. That is why people sit down and ask us to march. That we should march. You don't know that before you march, there are things called logistics. If you want your men to march from Iguacha, say for instance to Nsukka, that is the length of the march, that they have to feed along the way. They need water, clean water to drink, purified water to drink. Any bullet they discharge, they need to replace it. Their morale will have to be very high, that there are logistics, intelligence that goes with it before they march, so they don't run into enemy ambush. People forget. They just think, oh, you get up one morning and you're marching. When people see the final result of the work of Boko Haram, nobody thinks, when did they acquire the weapons? How many months did they train? Where are their real supplies coming from? But what you see is the Boko Haram spectacular. They sacked a barracks. So you think if you woke up in the morning and you shout, Oshebe, Oshebe, you will sack a barrack. No, it doesn't work that way. You need to plan. There is something called planning. You plan these things one step at a time. So when it comes to execution, it will seem so easy. But in actual fact, it is not easy. And never was in the past. When you want to build something very good, it takes a while. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra and our lines are open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. This is your platform, your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, please. I'm suggesting that if you can roll out like 5 or 6 big shots from this Radio Biafra executive movement that can be able to come and appeal to our people like Karomonde, like COC, or other people from all the, I would say, from the different continents. Let them come out and appeal to our people in different ways and different locations so that people can really be able to support these 1,000 people in all the continents you have just mentioned, so that, you know, before ending of the moon, we can be able to realize something significant. I think it is very much better when the appealing will be more, you know, compelling to our people.
Yes.
So that is my suggestion.
Thank you very much. And it will be taken on board. Thank you very much for that. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening, sir. Are you talking to me, sir?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please, your name and where you are, if you may.
Okay. I'm in Holland. I'm Chris from Chris Chukudubem. I'm from Ojo to Idemili South.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't have much to say. It's only that maybe I want to pledge your support, but maybe you call me back after, maybe after the program.
No, you will call this number. Do you have a pen and paper? I will give you a number to call. That is a number for you to call if you want to support. It is plus one or 001.
The number from US.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. The money I want to send is more than what they require to send over there.
You can send 1 billion.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The number is plus
one. Yeah.
301 301 455 455 04 0 4 60 60. Yes,
okay.
Call that number. He will take your call immediately because COC is listening. After all, the wife spoke a while ago.
Okay. Sir.
Call that number.
Okay, sir.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me on Radio Biafra on Skype? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please give us your name for the benefit of the listening public and where you're calling us from, please, if you may.
My name is Tony Ibe Ebunam. I'm from Nnewi, not local government. I'm calling from India.
From India. India is coming up very strong, thanks to the work that Christian Wosu and the rest are doing. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My contribution is concerned about security in Igbo land now. I remember when I'm there, likewise when one of our sister called and talking about when all the president and governors are concerned about the security, if they will give them guard or whatever. So not only that, I'm talking about our young men, because I remember when I was over there, some of us are always there, that we normally enter such of a secret court and all those things, and we see that they are using it to intimidate others. One time I'm in Owerri, sometimes you will be running unnecessary lawyers, say those people and those people are fighting each other, and we see nothing government can do, because most of those people are in the government, they are chairmen. So I'm asking if there is any suggestion or any plan that you made for those kind of thing, those kind of gathering they are having, call yourself court. Thank you. That's my own contribution.
Thank you very much. The only plan we have is that anybody coming to join us, we don't believe in cultism. We don't believe in secret brotherhood either.
Because if you look at the scriptures, the Bible, for instance, which is the only one we can lay hands on right now, there is no provision for it. There is no provision. Of course, we understand that there are people who will go out to go and plan war and execute it. But there is nothing secretive. We're not going to have anything like the Freemasonry or have Ubuni or have all that rubbish. No, we don't have that. Therefore, anybody coming with anything called cult, you will come in as an individual. We can recruit people as an entire regiment altogether and see the way they perform, but they must get rid of all that cult rubbish because it is not Biafran. We are the children of God. God is our banner as we go to battle. It's as simple as that. And we are going to win. The reason why we won't win is because we don't lie, we don't cheat, we don't deceive. And I had to ask, so why won't we be blessed? Why not? We don't lie, we don't cheat. So anything we touch, it works. Even when FM doesn't want to talk, we say, this is, do you know you're coming to serve God? FM, start talking immediately. What we have done, who can do it? Who can do it? We have the most powerful single propagation unit of any FM in the zoo. People don't understand what I'm talking about, but maybe one day they will. Why is that possible? Because Chukwu Abiyama is with us. Anything we want, we get. Don't you know that? We get it. God is with us. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me, please? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you.
Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Romanus Oguweke from Ngugo, and I'm calling from Leeds.
From Leeds, turn your system down because I can hear my voice. The world is listening. This is a global broadcast. Everywhere in the world, people are listening. They are listening everywhere around the world. Are you with me?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Agama judge Juma Nibo. Biko eweliwe. Anime kele gini hini ni naro. Mana yesi ma jombo ni na neku oku. Biafra nye ga adema, nye ga adema. Na Juma, nde ga u Biafra ge mejikwe Biafra. Opo wunde na nubwa. Kwa wunde ozaga abangwa abangwa. Because nye mna huni ime nde nke na nubwa. Ani jichama afo. So kete enyemaka nke anyị ga-enweta site n'aka Chukwu Abiyama ịgbanwe obodo ndị na-anọ ugbu a ka ha wuru ezigbo ndị mmadụ ga-enye aka ka anyị lụọ ọgụ ha tụrụ ịnụ ọrụ ọgụ na Biafra.
Now, I love your question and your command of Igbo language is beautiful. I love the way you spoke, but I want you to repeat exactly the same question in English because I'm sure you are in the UK. You must have gone for an interview before you got your visa and you spoke English. Because this is Radio Biafra, not Radio Igbo. People are listening from all over the world. Repeat exactly what you said in English language, please, if you may. You're not listening to me. Do you know that Biafra encompasses the people of Ibibio? That Biafra also includes Zefik, Idoma, Egala, Isoko, Ishekiri, Ejo?
Yeah. Actually, what I was trying to ask is that how can we be able to change our people, to orient our people to be good? Because most of the time, most of these present Igbo people or Biafran people we are talking about, they need a change. How can we ask our Chukwu Abiyama to make a change to this type of people that can be able to help us to fight this Biafra and we achieve what we want?
Thank you very much. What we are doing here is educating our people. We are getting them to change, not by petting them, but by telling them the cold, hard truth that we have sinned, not just sinned in terms of Romans. Is it Romans chapter 5? I don't know which one it is. We have fallen short of the glory of God. Not just that, as a race, as a group of people, we are a bunch of failures because we have failed to look after one another. After the war,
Everybody tried to look after themselves. They did to your tent, O Israel. But they forgot that when Israel did that same thing, they divided into two, into Judea in the south and Israel in the north. It wasn't up to 50 years. Foreign armies came and devoured them, till 1948. You don't abandon. I want to remind our people of something. There is a song they used to sing when a child is born in the village.
Okay.
There's something called when a child is born in a village in Biafra land, women will go out and sing. Do you know the people that the people that will sing will always be the people of the where the woman comes from, because her mom will be very close to her. Then her mom will buy Saturday night powder. You know those powder in those days.
I know how powder Saturday.
They will sing on the road. No transport. No keke napep. No okada. They will sing.
Carrying the powder to
yes,
people.
As you know, they don't do that anymore. These days is a fast food. They go to fast food joint to Mr. Biggs. Now in those days they use powder. This woman will be singing and giving praise to the Almighty God for the safe delivery of a child that just came. And when she will be singing, others will join. Other women will join. That time when you see women, you see them with the powder on their neck. You know that a newborn baby has come. And the song they sing is that it's not only one person that owns a child, that the whole community owns a child. Signifying that if it is well with this child, it will be well with the whole community. But we became very, very insular. People started to build fence. There were no longer interaction. In our land, building fence works magic. For their harem, it works for them. But where we come from, the more fence you build, the more insecurity you build, the more lack of trust you build, the more evil you invite to come into your lives. We are not like them. All of these things have combined to turn us into a very bad people. And that is the truth. It is the work of Radio Biafra and people like you, people that listen to Radio Biafra, to understand that before we became this bad, we were good people. We were God-fearing people. We were decent, honorable people. We used to go to the market and leave our wares in the market. You come and take somebody's maybe vegetable. You drop the correct amount of money there and go. Next 2 days, they will come and take their money and what is left of it. We were good people. Until Hausa Fulani influence, not just British, because the British left after the war, Hausa Fulani influence came. We started to build fence. We distrusted each other so much that Hausa person can come and take Ojo Zokalo and put turban on his head, give him contract. He made 10,000 naira from it. He came back and became an Igbo leader. And from then, our lives fell to pieces. But we are rebuilding it on Radio Biafra very slowly but very surely. It's a very painful task, but it is one we are prepared to do until it is accomplished. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and my director, please, one thing again, please. I would like you, that thing you do to bet yourself a change, well, I would like you to, even if it's a psalm, even if it's a prayer, so that everybody will be doing it and have that kind of change and that kind of spirit you have, because you are very, very wonderful, and I commend your work. Thank you very much.
Thank you. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you too. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I have another caller on the line who has been waiting for a very, very long time. I thank you for waiting. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, because we are live and we are direct to humanity.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you.
Director, before I speak, I first of all I greet the entire people of IPOB and the indigenous people of Biafra. I greet all of them this evening. Director, I'm calling from Manchester. We will be having our meeting on Friday. I'm using this opportunity to call all our secret listeners in Manchester to please come around and join us. Come around and participate in the meeting, in the discussions. Say your mind. Tell us how you want Biafra to be. Tell us the things you want when the Biafra comes. Come around and join us. But my number is 074-388-25022. That's the assistant coordinator. I repeat, my number is 074 3885-25022. Yes, Director, about the news you read this evening, I just have one thing to say.
Yes.
And I've already started the action about boycotting of the election.
Boycott everything. Boycott everything.
Yes, I've already started the action from my family back at home. So I'm calling on every Biafran man who is listening this night. We will start the action by supporting Director. Call your families back at home. Tell them you don't want them to take part in the election. And if they fail, if you have been sending money to them and they fail to listen to you, tell them you will stop sending the money that you do send to them. Then they should go ahead and start collecting the rice and whatever the politicians are giving them right now. You know what I'm saying? This just yesterday I got a call from home. Some group of politicians, they came around to my family. They want to know how many votes are there. They came with a bag of rice to my dad. And whatever. And then I got a call. They told me what they came for. And then there and then I said to my dad, I remember just a couple of days ago, before the Christmas, I sent you guys money, I sent you guys rice and whatever. I don't know if that rice those politicians brought now to tell you, one of them said that she want to contest for House of Assembly, whatever. And this very lady, for the past 20 or 28 years, I've never seen her. And now you can say she has made her money and she wants to contest for whatever House of Assembly for in Uru East or whatever it is, and then coming to my parents' room to tell them, to support them. There and then I told my father yesterday night, I said, if you take part in that election, then cut me off as your son and you will no more get those things I do send to you. So we will start the action. By supporting you now, let people start calling their people at home, just like I did yesterday and even this morning. I said, I will be listening, I'll be watching. If any of you goes out there to vote, then you are done with me. So we will start with ourselves now. We will start the campaign to our various families, telling them not to take part. That's the right way to go now. And then they will know that we are serious. Director, that is all I have to say.
And
thank
well
you.
Said, well said, well spoken. I support it completely and totally, in total, as they would say. I support what you're saying. This match is unstoppable. I said to Chukwu, I went to Jerusalem to pray. He's asking me. When I went to Jerusalem, I said to God, we are your people. If you abandon us, that means that your very special blessing and creation would have gone to waste. Don't mind because of this or that. And all this was our blood in us. Think of your promise to our ancestors, what you said to them. Think of what you said to them. You made them forget about our shortcomings. Cleanse us and make us whole. We will give Biafra back to you, that the world will know that you're God. Everywhere they're abandoning you. People are killing in your name, doing all manner of nonsensical nonsense. In Biafra land, the world will point to Biafra and say, there, they know God. And what else can we do? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I don't know if you're calling us from China or from Hong Kong. I know 85 is either China or Hong Kong.
I'm calling from Hong Kong. I'm calling from Hong Kong, like Eddie Rentor. My name is Chidi Mado from Eziago, where the Hausa people are dominating. The Fulanis are dominating. I'm dead. I'm crying. I'm praying to Chukwu Abiam about Nnamdi Kanu. You are killing me. Where did you get your wisdom from? Are you King Solomon? Because the way you talk drives me crazy. You summarize every damn thing in this world to become so simple as it, to acquire knowledge is so easy, because the way you talk drives me crazy. You said something about our people. Our people believe that evil people are bad, we're great, we're this, we're drug dealers, we're this, we're that. That is not evil people. That is not their friend. This is not who we are. Before the war, I could remember my uncle,
telling me stories. When I was a kid, when I used to go to the village for holidays, people in my village, in my community, if you go to the market, you can see somebody keeping his goods, his items there, leaving it there, and then go wherever, and somebody will come, take the item, drop the money, and leave, and the money will be there. Mm-hmm. In my community, up to date, you can leave your property, your bicycle at the market square without chaining it. Like, you will come back the next week and still find it there. Nobody will steal it. Our people are not bad people. It's after the war, the invasion of the Hausa, the evil people, the Islamic religion, that was what deserted our land. And our people now became, I wouldn't blame our people because everybody needs to survive. People wanted to survive. People were looking for a way to survive. Because after the war, they gave our people only 20 pounds, no matter how much you have in your accounts. That was the job of our law. And people were dying of hunger, people were dying of different sicknesses. My dear brother, I listen to W.B. every day, and sometimes I shed tears. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I believe. I have my strong belief, because the way you talk, my brother, sometimes I wonder where you acquire your knowledge from. I wonder where you acquire, because this is not just about being educated. This is not, I don't know, because the way you speak. And I'm not saying one more thing, director. Somebody, there's one boy criticizing you on the YouTube, some boy in America, he's an evil boy, talking all sort of nonsense. This thing I used to say about taking DNA test, about outsiders, that. He said, you know, on his program, he did something, he said, the only person that used this kind of way, this kind of speech, this kind of thing that they are going to, it was Adolf Hitler, that he said that people, that DNA test, that they have to be taking a general DNA test. To determine who is and who have Jewish blood, that every Jew should be wiped out. That Land Kamel is using the same thing that is going to declare DNA test. Is this guy the new Adolf Hitler or what? Do you know what I said to myself? If that is the Adolf Hitler, I'll be glad. If we can have the kind of power, the kind of weapon Adolf Hitler had in his days, I would be glad. I rest my case, my dear director.
Thank you very much for such wonderful, heartwarming compliment. I am very, very grateful. I am not calling for DNA test that people may be singled out and killed. It's so that if you're from Zamfara, you go back to Zamfara. You go and be with your people. As an Obranesis, you go back to your family and stay with them there. There will be no Islam in Biafra land. Instead, that place will be destroyed and turned upside down. There will be no Hausa blood in Biafra land. I want to explain something to our people. I am not somebody of a quick fix and short term. As they will say in England, there's an expression here. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. You're kind. There's an expression here in England that somebody is in for the long haul. People underestimate our resolve, and that is the mistake they make. Sometimes people think that they can say something or do something that will make us to stop. You are foolish. I was imprisoned by the zoo, Nigeria. I did not stop preaching Biafra at the airport. I was transported under military escort to Abuja. 3 months solitary confinement, SSS headquarters in Abuja. It did not stop me. My father came, even as my father came and I was talking to the man they brought to look after my case. He asked my father, it was him that was begging me to calm down inside the man's office. And I was educating the man because, of course, he's a monkey. He didn't know anything. I left. Owasrike kidnapped me. That did not stop me. I was beaten within an inch of my life. It didn't stop. People are so foolish. And in the next less than 2 weeks, I'll be back home. And you'll be hearing Radio Biafra again from Biafra land. You must understand. We don't go away. We continue our work. The reason why we are able to do what we are doing, that at this very minute, there are Biafrans in Chile, Biafrans in Venezuela, Biafrans, even as you can see, from Hong Kong. There are Biafrans in Vietnam, Biafrans in Pakistan, Biafrans in Taiwan, Biafrans in Japan, listening to this very broadcast at the same time, including those at Idato. Call your village in Idato and ask them if there's Radio Biafra on FM or not. I heard what they will tell you. Call somebody now.
at Abo and ask the person, are you listening to the radio? And hear what they will tell you. People need to understand, we have come to educate. We have come to impart knowledge. We have come to make our people aware of what is theirs. You were once good people. I'm not denying that. You were once very brilliant people. There was no envy, greed, nor jealousy. None. If somebody is brilliant, like one of my cousins, Deme, everybody in the village knew that Eme Nwakama was brilliant. Everywhere he walked into, he was treated like a royalty. Deme, everybody knew that he was brilliant. And everybody wanted to be like him. But these days, it's let us look for who to poison. That is not our way of life. And Chukwu Abiyama can never bless us thinking that way. That is why we have Radio Biafra. To educate. To enlighten. To make our people aware. Because in Biafra, everybody is going to be taken care of. Everybody will be taken care of. Everybody. Because from the child you gave birth to will be a ward of state. So you have no problem. We want to go and build a country that white people can say, no, I don't think black people can do that, you know. Wouldn't you be happy one day for white people to sit down and say, oh my goodness me, I never knew a country like this can come from Africa. Wouldn't you be proud? I don't want people feeling sorry for us. Nobody should feel sorry. We are not crippled, even if we are. Do you remember this man that used to run the Williams team, the Grand Prix team? He's quadriplegic, paralyzed from the neck down. Sir Frank Williams. Yet he's able to run a successful F1 team. It doesn't matter. As long as your brains are working, we are good. Everybody has something to give. But I can't help you if your father is Hausa or your mother is Hausa, because you don't belong with us. You don't. They are the only people I feel sorry for. Hausa Fulani blood. They are the people I pity. But then you can go to Zamfara and stay there. What's wrong with Zamfara? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me, please? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Give us your name and where you are. Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yes, I'm Ucho Sondu from Biafra land.
You're calling from Munkwere?
Yes.
Thank you. Biafra land. Thank you very much. The world is listening. This is live Radio Biafra broadcast. Please go ahead.
Yes. Are you hearing about Uwazirike? Because I want to confirm whether Uwazirike is doing this thing or elsewhere. Because I'm much happy to be hearing this news. I know that some of them have been doing this, but in Zambia. And I thank God for you. So, what I'm trying to say, but you see what was, and the person who was different there is from Japan and where. And the time was different, the time you were young, and the high school them was, and the atom, very bad. The time they came, masses of boys, lots of boys in Okibe, mask all of them. I'm the person get keeper, carry many of them. And I'm the person get our boys is in Renat Mbano. Therefore, group of people fight them, and the person treat them. And the person was Rick made mobilization chairman, Pastor. By then, I thought we are with Wazirike. I don't know that Wazirike is a complete saboteur. He wants to use us and make money. And the person, this man from Ubuta, that was very bad. We went and rescued Wazirike from Ubuta. So the time was very good. Well, I sent some boys went here and do something reasonable. Why was by then Basanjo wanted to handle that was very bad, useless. We did that. By then Uwazirike said that we should not collect any money. When I spent 150,000 for that, that's it. So boys. We later were become when they are collected a lot of thousands of millions from that authority. And they not only that, they tell and the person, the mobilization chairman, the time we took his life, and one of the good boys, I could remember the time he went to I made that for almost 2 hours, because it was because to tell him about, he said he would like to see that person, and the person was recommended. I said my Volvo, the morning, when I want to pay for the Volvo, I already said I give them 50,000. I said, when they come back, it's well in morning. When they're not going to come back, it's well in morning. So, was it 10 boys, about 17, 27 vehicles, that they are going to do traveling in riot from Uwere to Okigwe, from Okigwe to Umaya, from Umaya to Saba and to Igbo Bibo. I know, I gave them my 250,000. I give them. So after that,
yes, can you hear me?
Hello, are you listening?
Yes, go ahead, please. Yes, it was cutting a bit. Are you listening? Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So, as you can tell me to come to my house, call me by 12 o'clock in the night, about in Ziraba, that's the Spring Village, in Abu Hill. So, I went in the night. Immediately, I went there, he called somebody. There's a group of about 3 or 4 men. He gave them my name and gave them my picture. He said, are you the mobilization chairman? Mobilizing money, giving them money to do anything about their affairs. He said, I said, yes. He said, okay. But they are going to send car for me, Volvo. They are going to send car, Volvo.
We've lost him. I think he was explaining the issue of sabotage. Sometimes when you think about Owasrike derailing, it is as a result perhaps of the... I don't know what happened, but sometimes I leave it to him and his God to judge him. But one thing I know for certain is that he was never called to do this work. Never ever was he called. He saw it as an opportunity and he has been able to demonstrate it, because it is what you do at the end that matters. Not what you did at the beginning, that's irrelevant. That is why I love white people. If you commit crime and you're the ex-head of so bloody what, you go to jail. Was Rike messed up? He had the opportunity to go and get Biafra. He had the reservoir. That is why we are swimming through a tidal wave of cynicism and doubt. People doubt us, but I love it this way. I love it. Because as I said before, even if trouble will be sleeping in Yanga, I'll wake it up. I love trouble sometimes. I love it because I don't want Biafra to come any other way. I love problems. I love it. That is why if you come here and mess up, you'll be kicked out immediately without, I don't blink. And it doesn't matter who you are. A poor. Owasrike was a fool. A very big fool. The mistake he made was to start chasing money and left. Took his eye off the ball. Fundamental mistake. Because Biafra, Owasrike doesn't know that Biafra is a spiritual calling. It is not of this earth. Biafra is from heaven. It's a gift from God. There is nothing man can do on his own to get Biafra. Never. Biafra is a special gift from heaven. He failed. He thought Biafra was temporal and not spiritual. That was the mistake he made. Fundamental error. And once he made that error, that was the end of him. As I said before, and I will tell you now, write it down. Vultures will eat his flesh. Because people die, they mass up. Many people die, they mass up. Plenty died. Because people died, you remember them. There are some deals you don't cut with the government of the zoo. You don't go to Jonathan and you start to do peace ambassador. You don't go and you start to invite Nigerian police into the same people that we are killing. You opened your mouth and said you're campaigning for Ikeh Hakim and allowing police to come and say, no, you don't do things like that. This is freedom fighting. You don't compromise. That is why it is called struggle. You struggle all the way through until you succeed. That is why we will continue until we succeed. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please give me your name and where you are. The whole world is listening, please. Your
name. My name is Neji Uchen. I'm calling from Japan.
From Japan. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I am the PLO of Japan.
Thank you very much.
Director, I'm not interested in the issue about Wazirik anymore. I have heard enough about him.
The brother raised it, so we had to clarify. Thank you.
I am tired. Me and my people, we have heard a lot about him. I know what
too
I'm
much,
to
too
connect
much.
Our people here.
Too much.
Because of Wazirik.
Yes, I know.
Understand. So I don't want to talk about him anymore. I just called to let my people know that we are going to have our meeting on 10th of January. This coming Saturday.
Is it Tokyo or is it Osaka? Where in Japan is happening?
Yeah, let me make it simple. In Tokai Legion. Tokai Legion is like Nagoya.
Okay.
Yeah, I work under our coordinator is Seretsu no Keke.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have our meeting on Saturday at Naka Sports Center. Everybody, all my members know, after all, we are not much. But I have sent the mail on Facebook and on their handset too. On this Saturday by 6 p.m. Everybody knows the place. So anybody that thinks he's with us, he should come over. Even where I invite about the enemies of Biafra too. I want them to be there. If anybody knows what is wrong in getting Biafra, let him come outside and tell me. Let me know.
Yes, of course. We welcome all of them. Anybody who wants to come. If you know how to get Biafra, come and tell us. But if you're coming, make sure you have done your DNA test that you're not being moved by Awosa blood inside you.
I don't care. I don't care about them. I know how to deal with them. All of them, they know me. I know how to deal. They have tried me a lot about coming with their gossip on Facebook and calling me, telling me bullshit, telling me that director. I told them, go ahead and gossip. I don't care about gossip. What I care is about what have you done about Biafra?
Simple.
What have you done for our people? Mm-hmm. What is your contribution for the people at home that is suffering? You're here living with the light and learning water, everything. You are living fine, but you forget that people at home are suffering. What is your monetary contribution to make the life easy for the people at home? That's what I used to ask them, and everybody keep on looking at me.
And they'll run away. After that.
Yes, if you cannot pay your monthly dues, you don't have to join me because we are working the same way I'm working. You don't have, I don't need even somebody who cannot pay monthly dues, just come to the meeting, come and buy information from us and go and sell to the enemies. I don't need you. I told them on the last meeting, there is type of Igbo people that will open the door and enter where I'm doing the meeting because I paid for the hall. There are some people that will enter there, I will send them away. Not everybody is not welcomed. But if you identify yourself as the enemy, I will welcome you and face you as my enemy. That's the way I do my own things. But you cannot come there pretending that you are with us while you are not with us. If you are not with us, you have to prove it. It's either you go home and join the people at home, I will support you financially. If I will not be able to come down with you right now, or you support us financially to support the people at home. That's all. So I'm just calling on my people, both those at Mieken, Aichi and Gifu Prefecture to come up and join others on our meeting. If you have any question, just come to the meeting and ask. The one I don't have to answer, I think my coordinators and my helpers, they will help me to answer the questions. It's all about Biafra, nothing else. I don't care about what is happening in the zoo. Like today, somebody called me telling me, look at what is happening in Japan about the McDonald company. I told him, what about the one happening in Nigeria, your country?
That is true.
It's worse. It's the worst. I told him, just if you just want to know, you just have to come to the meeting on Saturday, by 6 p.m. precisely. But our people, some of us used to stay, is still working on Biafra, on African time. I told him, I don't work on African time because I know the place, they close by 9. We have to discuss whatever we have to discuss within under 3 hours. So I'm just calling on my people to come to the meeting, come up and show the love you have for the people at home. I'd like to thank you and I wish you Happy New Year.
The same to you, my dear brother. The same to
you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And goodbye to you. One of our principal officers in Japan. Everywhere we have people. All the way to Japan. Everywhere. And people are saying, we want to unite. What we are doing, we unite families, genuine people together. They give their telephone numbers from Hamburg, from all over the world. So what do you think we are doing if not unity? Are we not uniting here? But it's because of some of you, and you kwekuro, no beautiful. You think you can't, can't do it. It's not as easy as it looks. Some idiots have just discovered how hard it is to sit down and speak for 3 hours. It's not easy. This is Radio Biafra. We do what we do because we love you. We don't hate you. I only hate Awosa blood. Half Igbo, half Awosa. If I have dagger, I will kill you. I can't stand you because you're a mongrel. If you have Awosa blood in you, I despise you because you are the entry point of Satan into our lives. You are the people through which the devil is destroying the work of heaven. We are the children of God. We descended from light. Yeah. Awosa Fulani contaminating our blood is the only way the devil can come in. And we say no to that. This is Radio Biafra. I thank all of you for listening. And I want you to go out and evangelize. If you have not called this number, try and call it. Give us help because that is the only way we are going to march. People are asking us all the time, when are we marching? When are we marching? It's as simple as that. However you want to put it. We must secure our supplies. I am not somebody who doesn't plan very well. I always plan very well. Because we cannot go halfway down the line, we then abandon the effort that we are making. Halfway down the line, we jettison it and start talking about something else. That is not the way we operate. Here on Radio Biafra, we maintain full tilt. We never waver. We never retreat and we never surrender. That is why we are exceptional. That is why Biafra will come. We don't stop. You will get tired and you will stop, but not us. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you for having listened today. And of course, you will join us again tomorrow. Wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. And I will insist every blessed day on the reiteration of what I know, not only to be absolute, but also obvious, that Biafra is indeed our religion. I said it, I will say it again, because I have to be grammatically correct. Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. This same Chukwu Abiama, the maker of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of hosts, will guide, bless, sustain, nurture, shower his glory upon each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless us all together as one indivisible family of Biafra. That in the end, every praise and honor may go to his magnificent name, because only him is God, worthy of worship.
We will come back again tomorrow. But from me, from here in the United Kingdom, it is simply good evening.
We shall always reach.